Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Flame is powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
I hope I'm on the air. Good morning, everybody. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global, so wherever you are, that's what it is. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. It's Friday, I guess. I'm not quite sure. I've been doing so many things. Today's August 5th, so I'm thinking it's Friday. Yes, it is. If you'd like to call in the studio, you may do so. I'll give you a number in a couple of minutes. Okay, today we're going to talk. You know, we're going to talk about losers. We are, and it's not the losers that you think. You're the loser, the public. Yeah, listening. Anyone who donated anything to Trump's campaign, you're a loser. Alex Jones, you're a loser. You can't blame them because they're con artists, and we're going to prove one of them. You already know the other. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, you know, is it a shame? I go, is it a shame for what? Isn't it a shame that people donate money to these people? And we're talking Trump campaign. We're talking Alex Jones. We're talking other people, too, Marjorie, whatever. And there's some Democratic people, too. These people are millionaires. I mean, you're not thinking. They're millionaires already. Some are billionaires. Trump brags to be a billionaire. But yet they're going to take $35, and they will brag about it. $35 from Mrs. Ben Johnson, who's in Kentucky, that has an outhouse and that she can barely feed her family and her kids are in the SNAP program. They'll brag to you that most of my donations are from her. People like her. People like her. And I know these people. And I'll tell you why I know these people. I had a cousin. No, actually, she wasn't a cousin. She was a stepsister. You don't want to know how that happened. My life. The trauma that I live and the therapy that I must do. Anyway, I'm going to tell you my experience. And I know they're losers. So my stepsister knocks on the door one day and says, hi, I'm your sister. And I go, oh, damn. And here we go, more trauma. How do we find out this? But let me tell you, let me get to the point why she's a loser, you're a loser, everybody's are losers. So apparently, was it her? Yeah, it was her. So apparently, you know, I met her. She seemed okay person. You know, we shared the DNA. You know, whatever. So as it got on a little further, she got married. She had children. Worst mistake ever. But she went to church. Everything for God. Oh, everything God. God's name. Praise God. I wake up in the morning. God. God made me make up. I drink water. God gave me water. You know the type. Praise Lord. Praise Lord. Everything's the Lord. I have a problem. I'm going to pray to God, and God's going to solve it. But you know the type. But what you didn't know is that she was abusing her children. Now, these are my relatives, and I'm saying shit. Because when I say shit like, you're losers, I'm going to tell you a story that you guys could probably relate to. And if you have any sympathy for this story, you're a loser. That's the way it goes. And when I say by abusing kids, she would give all her money when she worked, her and her husband, who was another loser, who gave, they would work hard, they had three children, and every money that they got, every ounce of money they got, they gave to the pastor. The children starved. They wouldn't eat for like weeks at a time because every money that they got, they gave to the pastor and the church, to God. And the clergy took it. The kids started to starve. They haven't eaten in 3 days, 4 days. I'm not kidding you. It gets worse. She would beat the kids with the Bible because they couldn't follow the words of the Bible. It gets worse. But if you really want to hear how it gets worse. I would tell that story another time because it's tragedy, but it ends up really actually a happy ending. But I'm saying, now, any time of that story that you felt sorry for the kids, you're a loser. If you felt sorry for my sister, my half-sister, who beat the children, who starved the children, who molested the children, who sent out the children to be little hookers in the name of the Lord, yeah, the story gets worse. In the name of God and the clergy, gets worse. One day I'll tell the story. But right now, 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099 is the number that'll get you in the studio. It's the number that you'll talk to me, because you'll never talk to a guy like me ever in your life. This is your only shot, and you're welcome. That's it. 319-527-6099. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. You're not. So we're talking about losers. Here's the title of the show. God called me a loser. Say my name, Alex Jones. Now, you can't blame Alex Jones for being who he is. That's who he is. You can't blame Donald Trump. You can't get mad at Donald Trump for being who he is. It's who he is. Who he is. But he did it for a reason, and he hurt people for a reason. And when he found out they were hurting, he used it on his platform to dig more pain. The more the pain, the better the donations. You know that his company's worth $270 million, by the way. Tragedy is a moneymaker. Sorrow, sadness, is a moneymaker. Trauma, bingo. You hit the trifecta. Trauma, disengage, loneliness, trifecta. And they call themselves therapists. Bingo! Can you imagine making a living, having people come to you and tell you about their problems and you really don't do anything about it? I mean, people just don't think, right? You have a problem, traumatized problem. So you go to a stranger that doesn't even know you or anything like that, that doesn't really solve your problems. That's not what their job do. Their job is to listen. And you're paying them $50 an hour. Can you imagine jobs like that? My God. It's almost like our brain, we disconnected our brain. Remember when we were kids that you're not supposed to talk to strangers? You're not supposed to drive and get in a strange car, whatever. People don't care now. People got Uber. They're calling it. They're calling strangers like, can I get a ride? I don't know you, but can you take me here? You may be a serial killer, but I will give you a good review. 319-527-6099. We're going to talk about Alex Jones. And this guy, he just had his trial. You're not going to believe what happened here. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. It's, again, you can't blame Alex Jones. I blame you losers. If you have any sympathy about Alex Jones, and then if you have anything with Trump, Trump brags about being a millionaire, but yet he brags about donations, and he needs donations. Trump needs donations, but yet he brags about how rich he is. And you losers, give him that. I can't blame Donald Trump. That's a good gig. As long as there's losers like you guys, man, the world's plentiful. God called me a loser. Say my name, Alex Jones. How did we get here? The bombastic asshole had to confess that Sandy Hook was real after putting their parents through hell. Sooner or later, these conspiracy theories and nutcases will be judged on what they say. Sooner or later, they will. And our second story is 9 ways you can make money while live streaming. Oh, I guess before we get started, I'm going to give you my take on the WNBA star, Brittany Griner. Yeah, you know, the dyke that's married to the one at home and she plays basketball and she's in Russia right now. I'm going to give you my take on that. And if you have any sympathy with her, you're a loser. Boy, I'm on a tangent. I better take my pills. If you even care, you're a loser. And I would make sure that you realize you're a loser. We're going to start off the show with Brittany Griner, and then we're going to get into God Called Me a Loser. Say my name, Alex Jones. Say my name, Alex Jones. And that's where we go. You're more than welcome to come in. If I decide to kill the broadcast, I will. I don't think I'm going to go. Don't look at the time and say, well, I'm going to be on for two, whatever. I could kill it any time I want to, because I can. I have the authority. The authority. Yes, I do. All right. You're listening to Brian and Hammer Jackson. When we come back, we're going to talk about Brittany, and then we get to our main story. God called me a loser. Say my name, Alex Jones. If you'd like to come in the studio, I already gave you the number twice. Not going to do it again. Well, yes, I will. 319-527-6099. And we'll be right back with our stories. We will. I promise you. Yeah. Right after this. I always wanted to be in that theater and a play. I want in a 2 and a 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. It's a musical about the Hammer. Look at that. Imagine that. We'll be right back after this. Yeah.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part, oh, I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be to live without you. It would only mean heartbreak for me. I run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of a tear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time. And all through my coffee every time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart.
Baby, I love you. Say my name. Say my name. Even if it's not.
Yeah. Destiny's Child. Okay, let's go. Here we go. I have my coffee. Before we get to our story, our main story again, here we go. God called me a loser. Say my name, Alex Jones. That's our main story. First, I want to talk about Brittany Griner, whatever the fuck her name is. You know, I don't know. See, the thing about it is, here's a story. And I guess you know the story. You guys know the story. I'll tell you the story. She's a WNBA star, basketball star. And she was playing overseas, supposedly. Everything to know about the WNBA stars, and she was in the Russian call. Why was she in Russian custody? Now, supposedly she said that she packed some, whether it's CBD oil, and then we're hearing there's some THC going on in there. I don't know. If you ever see Midnight Express, you know what I'm talking about. How come other girls did not get caught? She's the only one. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew that she, when she packed it, she knew what she was packing. She tried to get away with it, and guess what? She got busted. I have no sympathy for her. None. None. Keep her black ass in Russia. And the reason that, again, with the loser thing, if you have any sympathy for her, you're a loser. She broke the law. She knew what she was doing. She packed the shit. She thought she could get away with it. Well, you didn't get away with it. See, that's the problem with millennials and you Gen Sixers or whatever, Xers, whatever. You're willing to excuse behavior and say and forgive. Well, some places don't excuse behavior. They hold you accountable, and they don't forgive. There's laws and there's rules. And you break the rules, you get it. Get it. You get what you get. And she got what she got. She broke the rules. You're in another country. You try to get the CBD oil in there. You try to get the THC in there. You try to pack it in your suitcase. Guess what? Bingo, bango, you find your black ass in a Russian jail. Guess what? Good for you. Quit whining like a bitch, serve your time, and then maybe we'll get you back into the USA. What are you championing this woman for who broke the law in another country? Do you want people to come over in our country and break our law? And all of a sudden, people come over here, break the law, and go, oh, you know what? Ugh. You know, I'm sorry there was fentanyl in your cornflakes. Well, you know, I got diplomatic immunity and everything. Bye-bye. People should be held accountable. I'm one of these people. Story goes, as tension between the U.S. and the Russian continue to arise, and we're talking about the Ukraine invasion, an American WNBA star has been detained in Russia for months. Good. Keep her black ass there. Brittany Griner, the two-time Olympic gold medalist who plays for the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA and for Russia's UMMC. During the offseason, she was arrested on drug charges in February after customs found vape cartridges in her luggage at the airport. You really needed to take a vape and go through the airport with it. You could not wait till you got your black ass home to the United States, but you needed to take that vape pen. You put it in that suitcase. You knew what you were doing. No other girls were doing it, and I'm sure the girls on that team vaped, but you get caught. Because, you know, let me tell you something. I'm coming in hot today, and usually I'm not hot for my show. I'm usually a calm dude. Yeah. I mean, even Gandhi says, damn. You're kind of cool, dude. You need to get excited. I'm cool, but I'm coming in hot. You know what I'm saying is true. See, in America, we give so many excuses for bad behavior. Give them another shot. We always like a comeback. We always want the losers to become winners. We always vote for them. We root for them. We want to destroy your whole entire life so you can build you back up and make you have a comeback so you can be appreciative. That's an Alex Jones story, by the way, and that's what he's doing. But we're not getting there yet. But in other countries, they're holding you accountable for your behavior. There's none of this bullshit like, you know, we're going to turn the other cheek or God forgives you, so I must be. Like, you are on the same level as God and you're the same level as Jesus. Well, Jesus forgives, I'm going to forgive. You're not on the same level as Jesus, fool. So don't be thinking like the word of Jesus. Well, Jesus said, I'm going to turn the other cheek and you're going to turn the other cheek. Good, turn the other cheek and I'll kick that ass too. You're not Jesus, fool. So stop with this godlike appearance who you are, and you can get mad at people. You can allow yourself to actually get mad. I don't know why I'm going to go on this tangent. I'm coming in hot again, where I see these people getting murdered on TV, and I see these old stupid-ass bitches saying, you know what, I can't get mad because I have to forgive them because that hate would destroy me. Bitch, they just killed your kid. Shut up. You're not Jesus. You're a human being. So don't come over there holier than thou. You don't walk on water. You're basically walking on welfare. Shut up. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Somebody stop me. All right. So we're going to. So I'm just trying to tell you. Wait a minute. I think I'm off the air. If I'm off the air, I think I'm off the air. So if I'm off the air right now. I think I am completely, I'm not showing myself on the air. Isn't that weird? Maybe it's not so weird. So I'm probably off the air. That means it's going to be a really short show today. But my point of it is that we are trained in America to forgive. If you're still listening to me, I got to finish this sentence. And I'm checking to see if I'm off the air. Blog Talk hates me. I hate Blog Talk. We have this mutual respect that we hate each other. We can't stand each other. And sometimes they mess with my broadcast. But they love me because I send them money. You can hate, you know, that's how people work. That's how people stay in marriages. It's like, I hate the fool that I'm living with, but guess what? He supports me. So therefore, I'm going to stay. But I hate that son of a bitch. That's how the world goes. As long as you got money, you can buy anybody. I'm checking right now to see if I'm on the air. If I'm not, I'm saying this is going to be the shortest broadcast in history. So where was I? Yeah, so Brittany. You know, the people internationally hate Americans. You know why they hate Americans? I'll tell you why they hate Americans. Because we're pompous, entitled assholes. We can go to another country and be an asshole because we are Americans. They hate us for that. Oh, thank you, Melissa. I didn't see it. Thank you, sweetheart. That's lovely. Melissa's telling me I'm back on the air. Thank you, Melissa. She's a lovely woman. Very lovely woman. Very lovely woman. Lovely grandkids. So I'm saying keep Britney's black ass in Russia because you pompous American fool, you entitled bitch, you think you can go to another country, smuggle some CBD oil, you know you've been playing there. It's not like your first time you've experienced Russia. You know the rules. You're the only one who got caught. There's no other girls got caught. Everybody else obeyed the rules, went home in their plane. But so now you get caught, and now we have to make a prisoner exchange for your stupid ass. For some killer, I think, in London who to be free to Russia because of you. Not fair at all. Keep the bitch in Russia. We got to quit being weak, y'all. We got to quit voting. We got to quit rooting for and excusing behavior. This is what's making America weak. This is what's making us have conspiracy theories. This is what's making us fucked up because we're excusing behavior that should not be excused, and it should has to have atonement to it. That's what's missing. Bring back the gallows. Off with your heads. I'm for that. I'm gonna put that on the next. I'm gonna put that next on the next political thing. I say bring back the gallows. I'm gonna vote for it. I get 200,000 signatures, and I think we have a new country. Off with your heads, and be accountable. You bastards. Okay. I got a lot of people who are telling me I'm on the air. Thank you, people. I don't see in the studio, but they're really contacting me. So that's my thing. And then I'm going to open up the phones. I see my friend in here. I see a couple of people in here. I got a feeling. I don't want to go sidetrack because I do want to get to this. I do have something to say, and I want them to say it too. But and if you think the way I think, and I can't be the only one, that this bitch tried to do something illegal. Midnight Express, if you've never seen the movie, please do. Americans are so think they're so entitled that when they travel abroad that they're assholes. They think they're entitled assholes. And the foreigners know that we're assholes because we think we have entitlement because we're Americans. Maybe we're not Americans. Maybe we're Americans. Well, don't be an American. Be an American and behave yourself. That's right. That's what I said. Bastards. Bastards. Can't get back in the studio. My computer's locked. Jesus. I got people in the studio. Guess what? I'm on a different page. I can't get in. I locked my computer. I can't get in. That means two things because I do not have. Oh, wait a minute. I got it. Woo. Okay. I can get back in. Hold on. I'm trying to get back in. There's a lot of things going on here. It's going to take me a while. So I can open up the phone. Just give me a minute. My computer's a little slow. I got a lot of shit up here. And that's it. I'm hearing shit that I should not hear on my computer. And this is real time. All right. Give me a minute to see if I can get back in the studio. If I can't get back in the studio, I know I'm on the air and I can't do anything about it. You're going to have to bear with me. I'm doing the best I can because there's people in the studio that I should open the phones to. There I go. I'm going to hit this again and see if it gets me in the studio because shit is happening here. All right. I don't know if this is Blog Talk acting up. Hey, this is live. This is live, dude. There's nothing I can do. I can play another song. But I don't know. Give me a minute. Give me 1 minute, and I can do it. I can do it. It's live on the air. I can't even fake this shit. I can't even string you guys along till I get in because I'm locked out of the studio. So this is where, you know what, in cases like this, this is where I usually tap dance because I took tap dancing. I really did. I don't know how it works on a radio, but listen to this. This is what I learned in tap dancing school. Hey, $50 on that lesson. I'm back in the studio. Hello, 111. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Hey, Brother Brian. You know, I hadn't intended to call in, but I just wanted to tell you you were, in fact, transmitting on the air.
Thank you, sir.
So,
my brother, Sarge. Thank you, Sarge.
Yeah. So you, apparently you know already, but since I'm here, might as well be prepared to whoop you upside the head and shoulders if you ain't going to accept the truth of what I'm about to say.
Okay. Wait a minute.
I mean, will that be necessary, or can I be conciliatory with you today?
You could be anything you want with me today. You know damn well you got your VIP. You could do anything you damn well please.
I had no idea that was true. I intend to exercise that option at every opportunity. Now, look, man, I swear to God sometimes, but I listen to you, man. I know there is a conservative in you straining to get out. I swear, man. And you fight that motherfucker hard, ain't you? You don't want to get out of here. I mean, you're just reflexively anti-Trump. I mean, you are so easily swayed by the Emmanuel Goldstein 3-minute hate division of the Trump derangement section.
You
but the
are
conservative
wrong,
in you is struggling to get out, isn't it? Tell the truth.
No. I don't hate. Let me tell you. Don't misunderstand me. I'm being really honest. I don't hate Trump. And that's what and people don't understand what I'm trying to say. Trump is Trump. Trump has done things that the normal person could not do. Trump got guts. Trump takes risk. He's everything I'm for. And I take risk. I love the risk. And Trump can give Trump beats to his own. He marches to his own drum, his own drummer. He can present himself a certain way, even if he doesn't have it. But how he presents himself, people can believe that this guy's gold, and this guy could be a pauper. But something about him, some magical potion, Trump can present himself as gold, and people can believe it. I mean, I admire the traits of Trump, because Trump does not have a loser mentality. He does not have a loser mentality. Trump does not have, when I say loser mentality, meaning I'm going to be very careful because I don't want to lose this, or I'm going to make sure that I don't want people to think of me this way if I do this. And all that is loser mentality. Trump doesn't have that. Trump has, he was at it, you know, you got to remember what Trump did. Trump was at a, help me out. You had the Obama roast.
Yeah, well, look, man, that's what I say to people, man. I mean, look, I'll be the first to acknowledge his personality quirks, which are manifold and innumerable, all right?
Right.
He's got them. You don't run into many personalities like Donald Trump. Let's face it. He's,
right.
I guess, one of a kind. I mean, he's like Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, there's not many people come out like that kind of guy. It just is.
Right.
But when you look at the objective measurements of what he did for this country prior to COVID, just objectively, his accomplishments as a president, as an executive, they are singularly unmatched, I think, by any president in the 20th or 21st century, and I'm including Ronald Reagan. Well, maybe Ronald might have been his equal in some respects. But for most presidents, I mean, as far as the good he did for the country and the American people, objectively by metrics that you can measure, like economic prosperity, like foreign policy successes, like even prophecies, like he did with Russia and Ukraine. He told these stupid Europeans, especially the goddamn silly krauts, what was going to happen to them if they were dependent on Russian oil. They laughed at him, scoffed at him, this New York billionaire rube, who is he to tell us sophisticates in Europe how to run our affairs? Well, he was absolutely right. Now they're getting ready to burn wood for the winter because they don't want to freeze to death. You know? And when you look at all of these things together, you got to admit, he was a spectacularly successful president. Doesn't mean he was perfect any more than a good football team is perfect. But he, damn it, by objective measurements, he was pretty damn good.
Well,
yeah, that's why I realized part of the reason he attained such animus was because he was a roadblock in the stream of what the progressives and the people in Davos, Switzerland, and the World Economic Forum want to do to this country and the world. He was the most significant single roadblock politically in the way of all of that. It's like he said, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. There was a great deal of truth in that.
Well, it is. It is.
So, you know, but I like what you're saying about Brittany Griner, and you know, and this is what I'd like to add to the commentary you just made.
Sure.
Look, I want to preface my statement by saying Brittany Griner is a United States citizen. Despite what's going on in Ukraine and the demonization of Russia, we still have diplomatic relations with Russia, formal diplomatic relations. We have
true.
An embassy in Moscow, and we have two United States consulates in Ekaterinburg, and I forget where the other one is, but there's two U.S. consulates there. Any American citizen is entitled to appeal to any United States consulate anywhere, wherever they happen to be located, for help. And I hope that they give her the same help they would give any citizen in a jam. But to my understanding of such matters, if you're an American citizen and you get in trouble with the laws in another country, the only thing the United States consulate can really do is to ensure that you are treated fairly under whatever their legal system happens to be. That's all they can pretty much do, because the U.S. Constitution doesn't apply in Russia.
Right.
It has no application in Russia. Russia is a sovereign state. It's got its own laws. And let's face it, what is Russia? It is an authoritarian regime that frequently engages in selective prosecution, much like our own demon rat regime with regard to conservatives and Republicans. They're very selective about who they choose to prosecute. And in this case, given the fact that we have a diplomatic, shall we say, tete-a-tete involving Ukraine and other factors with their alliance with Russia, with China, and maybe North Korea and other things, she picked the worst possible time to get embroiled in a legal situation in Russia. She couldn't have picked a worse time.
Well,
normally there
question.
Might be some. Normally there might be some behind the scenes set up, you know, to get her exchanged for somebody. Usually, look, if the counselor sees that you were treated within whatever their legal system sets up, and you had all the rights, if they have any, they're afforded you under their legal system, and you get evicted, they just kind of throw their hands up, well, too bad for you. We'll see what we can do, but we got to understand we can't do much. Other than maybe you're working for the United States like you're a spy or something, then, yeah, they'd have an interest in getting you out. But in this case, all that leverage is gone. Russia is going to leverage Brittany Griner and milk her situation for every drop of their favor they can get. They're holding all the cards with regard to her.
Because
the
United States
ship
are
her
weak.
Ass up to some Siberian gulag.
They should. But you know what? They're doing that. They did that on purpose. Let her go. Let the Americans see her in handcuffs. Let the Americans, and they're crying. Please, we want her home. Oh, Biden is saying, oh, please, what can we do? Oh, you want us to release this guy that I think Germany has that who's a major gun trafficker and who's responsible for killing many Americans and everything for this bitch? Are you serious? We are such a whiny bitch country that we got no balls. And it's like, and you're mean to tell me that this bitch, and I'm calling her a fucking bitch, Griner, Brittany, did not know she played in Russia. She played in Yugoslavia. She played in these countries. They know the rules, folks. It's not like she did not know. Everybody else went home okay. They knew the rules. They didn't want to pack anything that's going to take them through the airport. This one says vape, and then the Russians are saying drugs and whatever. Maybe that's considered drugs in Russia. Good for them. You know what they do with homosexuals in Russia? You don't really want to know. They have a holidays on it. So if you're a homosexual, that's not a place for you to go to vacate for your honeymoon. You just don't do it. And if you do, I'm not whining for you, because if Russia comes out and says, hey, we got two American fags here, they're honeymooning, and we saw them kissing in our restaurants and everything, you know what? We're going to throw their asses in jail, because that's illegal here, whether you care about it or not. See, this American entitlement, this weakness that we have as a country, gets us in trouble. So if you think it's fair that this bitch gets traded for this arms dealer who caused so many deaths in the world, and you think that's fair? You gotta be kidding me, because she is so entitled, so stupid, so thinking
Brian, it's like I said, man, she's an American citizen. She should be entitled to whatever from the U.S. consulate, but I'm going to tell you this much.
Right.
Having said that, I expect the United States government to do its duty by any American citizen, I probably don't give a damn what happens to her.
Right.
I really don't care. Given her expressed animus for this country, her contempt for its flag, and all the other things she's done, I don't care what happens to her. Like I said, let the U.S., let the people who have, I don't have any responsibility to aid her. The U.S. government has a responsibility toward her as a United States citizen. They should fulfill their duty, but don't ask me to give a damn, okay? Because I ain't.
But fulfilling their duty is treating her for somebody who is an arms dealer and it caused so many deaths to United States citizens and around the world. This guy is public enemy number one, and you're going to trade to get him released for this bitch who plays basketball.
Oh, yeah, if there was some real advantage to the United States for it. Yeah, I would say do it, but I don't see it. What is she?
What?
She's a pampered, entitled, probably, that had the whole way smoothed over for her whenever she got in trouble before when she was in the United States because she was an athlete like so many of them do. I mean, you know, I don't see any real benefit to the United States for doing such a thing.
Right.
If there was, I would be for it. I don't see it. Do you?
No, I don't, but I also see the other side is now we're going to release a killer back in this world. Now we're going to release a major arm dealer who has killed, who is responsible for so many deaths around the world because of this, because of our, it's not because of Britain. Who gives a fuck about her? It's because of American
weaknesses. I understand
that,
but we had some asset that was really critical for us to get back. I'm object to it that much. But what is Brittany Griner? Is she a spy? If she's a spy, get her back. And she's got some, maybe for all we know, maybe she's a double agent. How the hell we know? I don't know. Or an agent. I don't know.
Hey, you
and
know
if
what?
She
you could
is,
be true.
Okay, get her back. But
her
based
back.
Upon what I know, I don't care. I really don't. I don't care.
You don't care. But do you think, okay, all right, I hear you.
Oh, you know, so, let it play out. Let her lawyers do whatever they can do for her under the Russian system. Again,
right.
It's an authoritarian regime
that
right. is selective in who they prosecute, and we're becoming that kind of country, too, in case you haven't
yeah.
noticed.
Well,
we are
we
becoming
always
that country, too, especially with the current administration in place.
Right. But,
so,
I mean, this is we always been doing this since the Civil War. Since World War II, we've been trading. We've been trading prisoners. In fact, we even trade for Megla. Remember the doctor in Germany? We even traded
sure.
for him. We had traded
and
for their
scientists.
Even
during war, you know, a reparation
sure.
for repatriating prisoners of war, at
yeah.
least with Germany, was common. Frequently, soldiers, both German and American, who were no longer going to be in the fight, like amputees or seriously injured personnel or personnel who gave their parole, they wouldn't come back to fight against the enemy side again, would be repatriated in exchange. They had news. I've seen newsreels. You know, in exchange, prisoners in the Africa Corps, they captured in North Africa, and American prisoners going back on a ship and German prisoners somewhere in Sweden or Sweden somewhere, and they'd send them back. It was common. And so that's understood. That's international law. So Brittany
right.
Griner could be one of those cases, but like I said, I don't care. I can understand prisoners of war. After all, they're fighting for their country,
right?
Whether they were Germans
right.
or Americans, and that's
sure.
allowed for under international law, and they did it. But Brittany Griner, what kind of benefit is she to her country, really?
Right. It doesn't help that her lover, her wife, is saying, "I miss her."
Just so me. Why would you help my wife or my husband or whatever the hell is supposed to be?
Fire her vape. Bring my vape back. Ah, oh, shit.
Again, I want to keep stressing she is an American citizen and she's
yeah.
entitled to whatever protections the United States Consulate can give her. I want to keep stressing that because I mean it. I believe in the rule of law and I believe in citizens having their immunities and privileges under American law. So
right.
give it to her. Don't ask me to give a damn about it because I ain't.
Well, let's go. I hear you. I'm just saying that I think we have this reputation when Americans travel abroad. We have these reputation of being rude Americans. We're crude and we're rude and we're entitled and how we don't respect, you know, people in other countries or their cultures or whatever. And we got this reputation. We do.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Thanks to the United States Army and the Army National Guard, I've been to five continents and countries in the world on five different continents, and I've seen the way the legal systems work. And I got to admit, man, I was thankful for the fact that the United States had a status of forces agreement with the country involving any legal dispute that this country might have with American military personnel, because I guarantee you some of my best friends might still be the who's cow in some of these countries.
Wow.
They got in trouble over there.
But,
you know, usually
when
you're in the United States is in a country, they got a status of forces agreement regarding treatment of American personnel getting in trouble with the legal system there, and they have ways in which this sort of thing could be mitigated or how they'll be decided whether or not they're prosecuted either by the legal system in that country or turned back over to the United States American military service and for them to be adjudicated by under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So, but believe me, I understand a lot of guys would be in the dungeon in a lot of them countries if it weren't for the status force agreement they have with these countries. But those soldiers, wow, they got this particular deal with the host countries. Most of the time, they will turn you over to their civilian authorities, let the civilians have you and do what they will with you.
Right.
You got to remember, you're in someone else's country. Our Constitution does not apply there.
Exactly. But some of these people have the attitude, just because I'm an American, I could shit on your country. I could do what I want to do. I'm protected with Americans and blah, 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 blah. I can go to Buddha. I can go to your temple. And I could go in there and I could take a crap in your little temple and not flush the toilet because I'm an American. There you go, USA, USA. We have
United
the lovely
States
Melissa.
Rome. Rome could do things like that with regard to a citizenry. Where they had their vassal states and a Roman citizen would do something in their country and Rome would literally step and assert plenary authority over a Roman citizen. Well, the United States ain't got that kind of power, especially not now.
Exactly. But we have that attitude. Remember when the Romans, it says, I wish I could do the quote on the Romans, where basically wherever a Roman is, they're almost like a god, and you don't.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Hello, Missy. Melissa.
Hello, there it is.
Hey,
there it is.
Hey, how you doing? Yep.
How you doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I think this Britney's Griner situation is rather enlightening, and it does reveal certain of the, I guess there's a narcissism about it all, you know?
Yeah,
is that really a female?
I don't believe so. I've seen this person without a shirt on, man. That's a male torso.
No, really.
Seriously?
There's nothing there.
It's a male torso. I'm almost certain what a chromosomal test would reveal. I am certain.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
To pull up
a
picture of her body, you know, chest, there ain't nothing there.
Well, it's not just that there's nothing there. Her skeletal structure is characteristic of a male skeletal structure, which is more important than having, I mean, lots of women are small breasts.
Well, you know, they call it the Adonis belt. And if you see that on a female, you don't have a female.
Exactly. You're exactly right. That's what you really see when you look at her.
You know
what the Adonis belt is? Yeah. And she's also got Adam's apple. I mean, look at the pictures and when we see the neck. I mean, there's a distinct Adam's apple here.
But
that's neither here nor there. I mean, that's, you know, she is what she is. And, whatever, is what it is. Maybe hermaphrodite is appropriate. Who knows? Could be.
Could be.
I'm not really all that interested in that. I'm only interested in the fact that because of this particular status of this individual, this supposed to get some kind of special consideration.
Well, I brought it into it because that could add a new twist, a new flavor to the whole thing.
There you go.
But, Melissa, do you agree with what I was talking about? Like, nobody else got detained. Nobody else is arrested. Nobody else is this. She's been playing internationally for a long period of time. She played on the Russian team, for Christ's sake. You know better. I keep thinking about Midnight Express.
She must have thought she was above it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
But, you know, you have this entitlement like you're going to pack your vape. These vapes are small little things. You have to actually look for it and actually pack it. If that's something that you just, it's not like a piece of clothing. You really have to.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she knew the rules. She broke the rules. Blah, blah, blah. Cry. You get what you get. You end up in a Russian prison. Therefore, you get what you get. You have to obey
the amount of the amount of cannabis oil or whatever it is they suggest was less than a gram.
But it's okay.
I mean, but that's Russians, man. They are selective about those kind of things. I gotta keep stressing. They're an authoritarian regime.
Right.
But you know, have you ever watched the shows about prisons all over the world? And the Slavic prisons, no, they're not nice places. But they're one of the only ones that give weekly conjugal visits because they say that it keeps the behavior in check with the prisoner.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know. But if you're from another country, I don't know. It'd be hard to get that. Maybe they give you a phone.
No,
but
what I'm saying, so they're kind of, you've got to watch them. They're on YouTube. They do all over the world, the prisons.
I'm not so sure that the Russians recognize same-sex conjugal relationships. I don't think they
do.
They probably
don't.
Probably not.
No, they don't. You cannot be half a fag in Russia. None of this bisexual bullshit. But nobody's going to put up with this bisexual bullshit in Russia, which is half a fag. Well,
maybe she'll get some D or something. I don't know.
No, they're not putting up with crap. Listen, I have nothing against the gays, especially my penis. I have nothing against
gays.
Them. The gays. I have nothing against the queers. But I'm just trying to say, you know what's getting to me? Here I go. Okay, I'm going to go off the track here. I am sick and tired, and I was going to do it. I didn't want to do it. It's Friday, but Melissa brought the trauma back. You're bringing the trauma back.
I'm sick
and tired of the gay diseases, man. I'm sick and tired of the HIV. I'm sick and tired of the AIDS. I'm sick and tired of this. And everybody knows that when you put something up your butt, there's a bacteria up your butt that's not really supposed to be for pleasure. There's a lot of bacteria up the anus. That can carry a lot of bacteria to other things. You know what I'm trying to say?
Some women are into it.
Some women are into it.
Sodomy is sodomy, whether it's heterosexual sodomy or homosexual sodomy. Still,
some people are
true.
Into it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that the anal sphincter is not really intended to protect you against viral transmission because of the nature of the membrane there. It's the most, it's the area of the body that is most conducive to infection and receiving infection. It literally makes no sense to use it as a sexual pathway on a consistent basis, especially
promiscuously. What's going to blow up is these monkeypox is going to blow up. It's going to blow up. It's the next thing, and it's not a thing, but the news is going to blow it up because, you know, let's move on for COVID. That's the next disaster. Let's talk about this. We laughed at it when we first heard it. Still laughable. Only mild people are catching it, and it's not really a thing. And then they started saying it's a homosexual disease, and they quit saying it's a homosexual disease because you got the hate thing for the homosexuals. Now they're saying, well, it's primarily with homosexual men. Kids have it. Shut the fuck up. Gay men are giving you the monkeypox. You know, that's what it is.
No, it's a variation of smallpox. You know that, right?
I do know it, but they're saying it's being transferred by the homosexual community.
They said that in the beginning. They did.
Yes. I mean, I say
know AIDS is primarily and foremostly a transmissible disease by homosexual activity. But, that's why they were so desperate to say, everyone is equally at risk from getting it.
Right.
But I think we were. We are.
For the longest time, we knew that syphilis was primarily spread by heterosexuals, and no one had any problem with noting that fact.
Homosexuals
had to be a protected class, so we noticed that they have a form of disease that is spread primarily by their activity. We have to pretend as though we're equally at risk from it, and we're just not.
I just hurt my head. Remember when they weren't testing the blood? And people were getting transfusions, and so we were at risk.
Oh, yeah, but that was corrected by testing the blood. So then
right.
That was no longer
but initially
a significant
it wasn't.
Problem. Well, we're talking
about
this initial transmission. We're talking about from person to person's initial transmission, and that was primarily
a
form of
sexual affair. What if you have a partner, though, Sarge, and you don't know? What if you don't know? You have a man and a woman that are married, and the wife doesn't know that he's out.
Again, but it's still primarily due to homosexual activity. The man transmits it to his wife because he's engaged in homosexual activity. just like a blood transfusion.
From what I understand, the anus is more apt to have tearing because it ain't meant for that action, right?
That's right.
So it can be spread more. It can be spread more easily.
Exactly. Almost any disease can be spread more easily through the anus than most other places.
Yeah.
Do not tear my butthole. I have a T-shirt.
No.
You know, I can understand. I'm a member of the Sheep Association Alliance, and I can and I'm talking to my fellow sheep herders. Sometimes out there in the field for a long period of time, and the way that sheep is walking, and we kind of look at that, and this looks like a nice piece of pussy. And it's really hard to resist that when you're on the plane. It is. It's like,
But you got to remember, though, Brian, we are living in an age where truth and science no longer matters if it conflicts with a political agenda. Remember the term intersectionality. You must never forget it. Where does someone rank on the intersectionality scale? That will predominate over truth and science every single time.
Yeah, but can't science change? And then the truth changes?
Yes, if there's scientific evidence that is approved via the scientific method, which is the traditional method in Western civilization ever since it was first propounded. They didn't do that when the American Psychiatric Association changed the definition of homosexuality. They didn't introduce any new scientific evidence. It was an arbitrary political decision. So, yes, if there is scientific evidence to support it, then you should change the science. Frequently, though, that is not being done today.
Mm.
The political agenda predominates over the scientific method and the science itself. Look at climate change. Look at electrical vehicles. Look at the fact that you talk about electrical vehicles, they are literally trying to pretend that physics, electromagnetism, thermodynamics, and a whole host of other scientific endeavors does not exist for the purposes of changing over to electrical vehicles.
Have you heard the electrical vehicles?
Science of logistics.
It sounds like Tron. Remember the movie Tron? Have you ever heard
I remember that. Yeah.
They are so strange sounding. When they first take off, it's really weird.
Right.
Really weird.
But that's what they want to do to us, man. They are willing to suspend every known law we have. They don't introduce any new science. They just tell us that this is thus and this is so. We have decreed it thus. Like a man can be a woman if he says he's a woman. Voila.
That's not true.
It is
you
done.
Know that.
Noto bene. It is done.
You
I mean,
know
I, I've never
that.
Seen. We are living in Orwellian times. George Orwell was so prescient. He just was off by a few years. But he had it exactly correct. It's new think. It's double speak. It's double plus ungood. Well, war is peace. Slavery is freedom. We've always been at war with East Asia or Oceania.
I like to call it word salad, Sarge. Word salad.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, let it go. Listen to Kamala Harris. I mean, she is the most annoying creature I've ever heard speak.
Ah, she's my chosen one. You leave her alone. She's
he angry. Did. He predicted this. You weren't around, Sarge. He predicted this
one.
Oh, you did. And we all laughed at him, really.
Didn't I tell you that Kamala Harris, if she got elected, that annoying nasal voice, that incessant head nodding, and everything about her mannerisms would be almost like listening to someone rub their fingernails on a chalkboard. Watching her is like listening to fingernails on a chalkboard. It's almost
he loves her.
I do. I think,
he's
a chosen one. I really do. You know, going back
to
like Sheep Herders Association, to this day, I'm affected by woolly pussy. I think bushy or woolly pussy is the thing. And I think we should not ignore certain men.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying there's certain men who like sheep. How you doing, sweetheart? Yeah, I'll be off soon. Yeah, I'll make it. I miss you.
But you got to admit, man, when you shave that sucker, it's easy to keep the crabs away. Come on, now admit that as a truth, man. You know, like short hair, you need to keep the lice out.
That's true.
There you go.
Well,
that's one way to look at it.
God called me a loser. Say my name, Alex Jones. Okay,
I want to talk about
the conversation with Brittany, and the conclusion is, I for one thinks that she should
atone to her sins in Russia. Stay there. I don't think we should trade for her. Now, the vote for you, Sarge, you're saying that we should do our diligence and do what we have to do to get the Americans back to American soil, and that they should not be tried in international courtroom or being punished in other countries.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that whatever rights Russia affords a foreigner in their country, that the U.S. consul is obligated to see to it that the Russians do that for her.
Okay.
That they're not there to referee. I mean, they have no jurisdiction as far as the Russian courts go. So whatever the Russian legal system is what it is. And the American consul's duty is to ensure she gets proper treatment under Russian law as Russian law is presently written. They're not there to ensure she gets off.
Well, she got 9 years. She pleaded guilty. That's what say
well,
you,
Melissa. It's Russia, man. Come on.
I know. What was the catch? She had him. Russia, that was one of the conditions for them to be traded so she could get traded back to the U.S. that we have to go through the trial first, let her be guilty, we got to go through the formality so the world can know that she's guilty, and then about her coming back to the United States and being traded. But the world will know that she's guilty, and she is guilty. It's not like they set her up. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we've become such a weak country. And saying, oh, poor this, and we excuse this, and we're not accountable anymore. Well, some countries will hold themselves accountable with people in there. We're not used to that bullshit. What say you, Melissa?
I'm not gonna pretend that the Russian system of justice is one that is likely to ensure justice. It certainly doesn't have the presumption of innocence. You don't have the presumption of innocence in Russia. You got to kind of prove your innocence in Russia.
That's true.
So they don't have. I think that is an essential component of justice. But then again, I'm an American citizen. That's what I believe.
Right.
They don't believe that over there.
Yep.
You know, I. That's it's,
true.
It's just. This is why I don't travel. This is why I don't travel. One, I figure I'm going to be kidnapped and nobody's going to pay the ransom. Nobody's going to pay the $1.50 to get me back.
Can you see him? You said in the beginning of that movie, Midnight Express. That would be you.
It would be. It's like, oh shit! I'm not gonna do this.
Good movie though.
Oh
yeah,
it was a hard movie to watch, and that poor fuck getting raped up the ass so many times by that guard. He was all sweaty, and that's all the thing
I remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing I would be curious to hear. Brittany Griner would be saying were she to be liberated and put back in this horrid racist country that she would decry so regularly. I'd be curious to hear what she'd have to say. Not that I necessarily would want it, but I'd just be curious. I mean, what would you say, and now having been exposed to the relative merits of these two distinctly different judicial systems, now what do you think about it? I'd really be curious to hear.
But can you imagine living? Okay, you're her, and can you imagine? Okay, I'm back in the USA. Okay, can you imagine living with? You were traded by this murderer, this arms dealer who has been responsible for so many deaths in the world, including Americans. You have to live with that. You are now. What are you back now in the USA? What are you going to do? You're gonna write a book? You're going to play basketball? You are now responsible for our world is not safe anymore because of you. Because it is our
dealer.
You'd
be on damn CNN every day. Every day.
Yeah.
She'd start doing newscasting. Come on.
Yeah, I know, right? Get a podcast.
Oh, please, don't mention that possibility. Oh, God.
That's the end goal.
It's you know, these conspiracy theorists, things are changing now for you guys. I know the First Amendment. You have the right to say what you need to say. And there's an argument on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is I have the right to shoot you. No, that's not what the Second Amendment is about. We'll talk about that later. I have the right to shoot you for what you're going to say is saying something stupid. And we take this literally like everybody's a law student. Well, I got my First Amendment right, and I can say what I want to say. And this,
Can you really? Can you really say something that really hurts someone? I mean, just tears them apart. I mean, have a soul, have a heart. That you're going in there, you're promoting lies, and you know it's a lie, but you know that these people are in pain, and you keep saying this shit. And on top of that, you're saying, fuck it, let them sue me. Because if they sue me, I'll just put my shit in bankruptcy. They'll never see a dime. We can go with the O.J. Simpson thing with the other parents.
The Nicole Kidman.
Right,
Nicole.
They're never going to see a dime.
Yeah.
They can't touch his his Social Security or his thing. They're never going to see a dime for Nicole's murder.
Yeah.
Never going to see a dime.
And don't forget the guy, Ron Goldman.
Right.
Amazing case, though. Amazing case.
Isn't it?
Amazing case. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of holes in that shit. Go ahead.
But... So I think these conspiracy theorists is coming, the things, we're going to start holding them accountable. I don't know. Case in point, Marjorie, she's a Republican, the crazy one.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yes.
Is it her? Is it the conspiracy theorist, the one in Q?
She's not a conspiracy theorist. She sits up here and she makes controversial statements that are more often than not supported by solid evidence. Now, that makes a conspiracy theory that I'm one to. Conspiracy theorist,
it's
and so am I.
It's called a troll, what you just said. It's called a troll.
Well, yeah, but people call them trolls because they're in opposition to the nostrums and the misinformation. You listen to Nina Jankowicz that they wish to propagate.
Well, you know, it's amazing, and I'm going to tell you what's amazing. It got me sick to my stomach. I don't know her first name, but her last name is Lake. She just ran for in the primaries. I forgot where. Is she running for governor? Or she's running for...
Jerry Blake in Arizona?
Oh, no, Lake, L-A-K-E. She just...
Lake. Yeah.
Lake.
Yeah.
She's black. I think she's black. I think she is black.
No, she's not. She's a white woman. She's a white woman.
No!
The one who's running for governor. The one who just won Republican primary. It looks like she's going to win. I mean, I don't know. This counting is endless.
Nose.
This vote counting is
that's
endless.
A black nose.
But it looks like she's going to win the primary in Arizona for governor on the Republican side.
Right. Well, she already claimed that even when they didn't even count the votes, but she was saying, I won already. And if this changes, you guys, it's been rigged. This is fake news.
I don't like that.
Before they even counted the votes, she was claiming that there was some kind of mishap with the voting and it's fraud, voter fraud. And
she's not the only one.
You know, yeah, so she won.
I think Pennsylvania went through that or... Was it Oz that claimed victory?
Wisconsin's own Supreme Court said that the ballot boxes in Wisconsin were illegal. That's what their Supreme Court ruled, 5-4 decision by their Supreme Court. Our election was illegitimate.
Oh,
and they
charge.
Said so in the decision.
Charge.
I have a question.
They violated our Constitution.
There was no evidence found that our election had
even
any
when,
fraud.
Even when...
You didn't hear what I said. I said Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that its election was illegitimate because it violated the legislative electoral scheme.
Oh, okay.
That's not a conspiracy.
Okay.
That was a legal finding by the highest
court
in Wisconsin.
He was talking about illegal voters. And we
no, they didn't
know
say that
they
were illegal voters. They said that the method that the ballots were collected and counted violated the election law in Wisconsin.
We know what
Bush.
And
they said, therefore, the election was illegitimate.
Who did he run against? Quayle? Was it? Who did he run against? Not Dan Quayle. I'm sorry. I'm obviously younger than you guys. Bush, when he took the election.
He ran against Gore.
Who ran against Gore?
I can't remember.
Gore.
Al Gore.
Gore.
Yeah, Al Gore in 2000, yeah.
And we all knew that that was the first real fishiness that we did see. And it was Florida, correct? Well,
yes, they had 35 recounts in determining, like, they had 35, count them, 35. Every single one of the recounts yielded the same results except me. Bush kept getting a few more votes each time. 35 recounts.
We did. We have seen that before. But I guess we forgot. And I'm not, believe me, I'm not, I don't know. Let's get on to the conspiracy thing. Because I have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
About Sandy Hook. I have a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do, too. And I'm thinking that, man, there's a lot of problems with this verdict. I mean, a lot.
Absolutely. And I am not, from the bottom of my heart, an Alex Jones supporter.
Me
and
either.
I got none of my information from him.
Exactly.
And I can also tell you that most of this information regarding Sandy Hook has been scrubbed from YouTube, Google, everything. You have to go find videos about this, and it's all news footage on Vimeo and all different places. And if you pay attention, your mouth goes, what? And I didn't research it overnight or a week or month. It's been years. And there's some very strange things.
Well,
I don't know. Strange thing. Are you guys referring to it that never happened before? Or are you?
She's saying that. I know that's not what I'm saying. I got something very specific. I'd like
Please
to say about
it. Please say it, because I am like, and I'm probably driving Laverne crazy, because this is something that I've gone on about. What's it been? 9 years, almost 10. Right.
Right. Well, here's what I've learned about this as a matter of fact, and it seems to be backed up by solid evidence of same. Even mainstream outlets like CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, and CBS reported that the FBI and the CIA visited Adam Lanza's crib. They talked about his fascination with mass shootings, and then they declined to take further action. In 2014, which is something like 2 years after the massacre, one of these allegedly, and it appears to be so, because I remember seeing it, one of the deceased victims' photographs appeared on a poster at a vigil for a Pakistan school massacre, apparently showing he was a victim too. 1 day after the shooting, a parent of one of these murdered children was on camera. Now, I remember seeing this one.
Yes.
And laughing and smiling before taking a
and
deep breath.
And then when it started to roll.
Somber and sad, and then delivering their remarks. And this kind of change in demeanor just isn't what you expect to see in somebody grieving so soon in such a horrific event. Not that it proves anything, but it's an anomaly. It's curious. And you would think it would warrant further scrutiny.
No, it wouldn't. No, because people watch
the news. I'm not saying none of that proves anything. I'm not. I'm simply saying that when Alex Jones made his comments about these people in Sandy Hook, he didn't mention anyone by name. Not a single person. He just reported to a coterie, unnamed, of individual people who might have been crisis actors. So how could anybody have been defamed by this? I mean, he said every single parent was a crisis actor, that would be different. He didn't say that. I mean, I think he's out there, man, but he's got a right to an opinion.
Huh, interesting. Does he have a right to for an opinion?
He didn't mention anyone by name. I want to keep stressing that. He did. It's not like with Nicholas Sandman or Kyle Rittenhouse or anybody who's mentioned by name and is not a public figure. He didn't mention anyone by name.
Well,
now, I know that
right
it's not.
I understand, but it's hard to ignore.
I mean, isn't that a baseline element in any defamation case? The fact that someone who's not a public figure has been slandered or libeled in a public manner? Isn't that a baseline element? It seems to be disregarded in this verdict.
Well, here's the headlines. Alex Jones is worth $270 million.
Wow, that's hard to believe,
huh? His forensic account tells court's true worth of InfoWars founder and says he is hiding his money after he was ordered to pay Sandy Hook families $4.1 million in damages, and yet he's hiding his money.
I thought it was million, right? Million.
They ain't got to the punitive. They ain't got to the punitive damages yet. That's compensatory damages.
That's true. They're going to bankrupt his. But he $4.1 million in damages. How much money do you put to damages? And like you're talking about it, Sarge. You're talking about it, Melissa. What is emotional scars, and how much money do you put on that?
Man,
I think
this is lawfare. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I think this whole thing stinks.
It has.
Well, it says
one thing that I've always thought of? They admitted that Adam Lanza was, or they described him as an 85, 90-pound weirdo that wasn't eating. How did he have the ability to carry all that weaponry? How? There's little nuances that you have to really...
Question that it happened? Are you questioning that it happened?
No. But how? No, I'm putting that question to both of you.
What was the question? How did he carry all that weapon? I thought he only used one.
He was
rifle.
Admittedly a skinny, tiny little wimp.
Oh well,
that wasn't eating.
M15 doesn't weigh anything. I mean, it weighs like 7 pounds.
But he had a lot of weaponry with him and ammunition.
I think he only used one rifle. I think he did all the killing with one rifle.
No, I didn't think it was more than that.
I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure it was the one rifle that was even in lawsuit. It was a Bushmaster rifle by a Remington subdivision that went bankrupt, and they sued the company of maker of that particular rifle, and it turned out that it was settled not by the Remington, but by the insurance company who just wanted to get rid of it. So I don't think he only used one weapon. I don't think he used a multiplicity of weapons. And you got to remember, 5.56 ammo for an M16. You can carry 400 rounds of 5.56 ammo. It only weighs about 5 pounds. I mean, that ammo is
light.
We've
gone through this before, and Brian said was so upset with me many years ago.
I was not.
Yeah, that's
it.
The rifle ammunition for an M16 variant or AR-15, if it's 5.56 caliber, is very light.
I'll find out.
I'll get all of that.
Yeah.
No, I was not upset with you. Everybody's opinion is special on this show.
It's like looking at the whole thing. And there's an interview that I wanted to send you. Didn't. That's been scrubbed. I looked. They lived in sort of an upscale neighborhood, upper middle class, right?
But what is your theory?
They talked.
Because I'd like to know.
Listen.
I know you're touching
to
on one thing. Our
neighbor.
Yes.
And he was a neighbor. It seemed to be an Italian guy, and he was all dressed up in sports clothes, you know? I remember that.
Right.
And he said, you know, I've never seen these people. I never saw them. Which was really strange. I never saw it.
Well, there was another thing about this thing that kind of smelled kind of funny, too. There was a default judgment by the judges and kind of a break from the Constitution because Alex Jones never got a jury trial to decide his guilt. Judges issued unilaterally a default judgment of guilt. And the Seventh Amendment to the United States Constitution says this: in suits at common law, well, the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. Now, that's what it says in the United States Constitution. Let me say it again. Seventh Amendment, United States Constitution. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. He's got a constitutional hook right there. I mean, I think this thing stinks. I just don't like it. I know a lot of people are emotionally, oh, the poor parents. He defamed the poor parents. What poor parent did he defame? Who did he name? I don't really like Alex Jones.
Well, the thing
about
it is, see, you're touching on something that is correct, Sarge, that makes us hypocritical.
They took his, they took him off of YouTube.
InfoWars.
They took
yeah.
him off of every social media outlet. I think they even banned his ass
yep.
on Twitter. I'm not quite sure.
I think so.
But what about this free speech that we have in our Constitution? Just because, you know,
not
I,
anymore,
I don't like
baby.
Him, I,
not anymore.
I know.
Not
I mean,
anymore.
The hip thing that spins your head around is like, why? I mean, why can't he say what he said? This is what he believes. This is what he believes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You don't listen to it. Some people believe in Santa Claus. Some people believe in love. Some people believe in marriage. I don't.
We know that.
Look, Brian, I believe this was a public brazen display of extra-constitutional power, and I think that's the point
I think
of the whole
you're
damn
right.
thing.
I hate to agree with you, but
the
I think you're
wants
right.
to demonstrate that is not restrained by the Constitution of the United States if it persecutes people it perceives as its enemies. And I think this is an opportunity for people to put in the word, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. We don't like conspiracy theorists. They spread things
right.
like election was rigged and phony. We don't want that. We want the sheep to obey and understand everything we spoon feed them. And he, people like him must be crushed.
You,
or at
you,
least
yeah.
An example to all everybody that maybe thinks outside of the box.
Yes, kiddo. Yes, kiddo.
He's an example.
Like
he's an example.
I really don't,
I don't
like
either.
The guy. I think he's reckless and careless. I don't think he should.
But is he allowed to be like reckless and careless in our society without being punished? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Yep.
Is he allowed to be?
I agree.
Yeah, right?
Things
I mean,
have changed.
I don't know where we're... Yeah. Yeah.
And really rapidly, I don't know.
But he's not always wrong, though, Brian. He's been right one hell of a lot of times, too.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
I mean,
I'm
look, I mean,
that.
Well, you know, it's like everybody's a mixed bag, ain't they?
Well, I just go from there. To I'm thinking about the comedian, the black comedian who's in trouble with the transgender community. I forgot his
yeah,
name.
David
damn
Chappelle.
It.
David Chappelle.
Chappelle. I'm saying now we're going after comedians who are making jokes, and you're so sensitive about what they say. We're going after them to a point where we're physically harming them. I mean, because of their jokes and their opinions and what they think. And the same thing with I don't like Jones, but I agree with Sarge and I agree with Melissa, is that do we have the right to be careless, and can we broadcast careless? Can we broadcast any information, whether it's true information, and, you know, this bullshit? We can't get caught up in this, the truth and misinformation, because all of those news outlets have misinformation. So when you get holier than thou, like CNN and these other news things saying, oh, the misinformation, they do misinformation too for ratings. So stop.
Sure
it.
They do.
Just stop
yeah.
with that crap, because it's your own agenda. You know what I mean? But are we allowed to do that? Can we go back to that? I mean, that's when it was a simpler life. Like, I could call this person who's walking down the street halfway naked, preaching the gospel, going, okay, this is not somebody that I want to invite over my house for cookies. And we laugh at him from afar, and we call the cops. Done. But he had the right to walk down the street naked and preach the gospel.
Even on YouTube, they ban certain words you can't type or say.
I know, right?
Pedophile,
right.
fag, queer.
Right.
It's like, really? But I guess there's a part of me that understands it, but then the other part says, wait a second. You're like gagging us. You know?
Well, you brought it up too, Melissa, and, you know, you're pretty good. You're pretty good with subliminals and everything. And by the way, you're flying through my house the other day. Quit your soul traveling.
Really? Really? Really?
It's either you or you open up the portal. There's a lot of traveling.
Oh, my.
That brings us to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She mm-hmm. cheered. Now, this woman is so fucking annoying that I wish somebody hits her over the head with a baseball bat.
Oh, boy.
I know it, right? Can I say that, or is it too reckless? Is it too
no,
reckless?
No, you said it.
Hit her upside the head with a bat.
Now, making fun of kids with cancer, that's when I said the other day I draw the line. Done. But the other stuff, it's okay. It's okay. No, that's that was, you know, that was over the line. But the other stuff, sure. Sure, yeah. Yeah. Just the kids. Leave the kids alone.
Leave the kids alone. Get off my line.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, you little cancer patient.
Oh, my God.
Even laugh, Melissa. Get off my lawn.
Oh, my.
Bald-headed cancer patient.
Well, wait a minute. But Brian,
through
my understanding of what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't done a lot of studying on it. But didn't she ask this question? If monkeypox is sexually transmitted, why are kids getting it?
If
kids
Brian,
can we ask the question as to why they're getting it?
Have you read how it's transmitted?
I'm pretty much quoting the quote. If monkeypox is sexually transmitted, why are kids getting it? Now, the conclusion would have to be, if the statement is true, that it's sexually transmitted, that kids are having sex and transmitting it. That's implicit in the question.
No, that's foolishness. That's foolishness right there.
So then the question remains, why do kids get monkeypox? Is it simply a communicable disease?
Well, it can be, read about it, yeah. But it can be admitted if, oh, God, how gross is this? But if they've got oozing sores from bedclothes, kissing, bedding, clothes. I was reading it to Laverne yesterday. So, remember being a kid and people got impetigo? You know, when they went to the pool and my mother would always say, don't ever use a towel that, you know, somebody's left around or, you know, all this stuff. So certain things, you know, impetigo was like a little oozy rash that the blisters popped and people spread it around. Right? Same thing?
Well, I understand that, but I seen another tweet by a woman who said she was a registered nurse, and she says, I mean, she's on a forum where nurses communicate with each other, and, you know, they got a lot of stuff back and forth, and she said, monkeypox is a sexually transmitted infection. Any child that contracts the disease should be evaluated for abuse. Now, I don't know
that
if
that's
correct.
That is not what I read yesterday. That is not what I read yesterday.
Mm. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't say that.
Yeah.
But a nurse said that on a forum where nurses regularly communicate the subject.
Like, I read it to Laverne yesterday because she was, didn't, you know, we were talking about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, that is not what I read yesterday. No. Mm-mm. So.
Well,
that
is,
clothes. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you go,
But Melissa, it does beg the question what Sarge was saying, and it kind of makes sense now that I think about it.
Yeah.
If you are going to label monkeypox a gay disease, some have.
They did in the beginning.
They did.
Yeah.
Now, then you have another story about some children are contacting this monkeypox. Now you put yourself in a box. Because you're just saying if this is sexually transmitted gay thing, and also now we got children, you have to open up.
Exactly, I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
you know, we can't just assume that.
Here's what I understand: monkeypox gets transmitted. Now, if somebody correct me if I'm wrong, you get direct skin contact with rash lesions, which of course it happens in sexual activity. You know, kissing during sexual activity.
Yep.
Living in a house, if you got to share a bed with someone who's got it.
That's what I just said. Yep.
Yeah, you could share towels or unwashed clothing. Yeah, so, I mean, so it's not spread by, it's not airborne, apparently. You can't get it by casual brief conversations. So there are other ways than sexual transmission to get it, so that's clear. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, everything I've heard about it says mostly of the sexual transmissions are not spread by the other means other than intimate contact with someone who has it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think
I'm
we...
I'm a crazy
I think,
towel
this is
washer
the thing,
in
when
my
somebody
house.
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene says something that can seem impudent rash, and ill-considered at first blush, it can lead to a conversation that yields ultimate truth. So I don't have any problem with people saying outrageous things if only to tear it apart.
Yep.
Well, here's what
yep.
she said before we get crazy. She's supporting Alex Jones. This is after the verdict. This is about an hour ago.
How was she supporting him? Legally,
well,
or what
Marjorie Taylor Greene cheered on Alex Jones after he was ordered to pay $4 million for defaming Sandy Hook's parents. She was cheering him on. She's supporting him. Representative Marjorie
yep.
Taylor Greene praised Alex Jones after his Sandy Hook defamation trial ended. She is one of the few MAGA influencers who showed their support for Jones throughout the trial. On Thursday, Jones was ordered to pay $4.1 million over his bogus claims that the shooting was fake. Yeah, the 20-year-old gunman also killed his mother that day and shot himself after the massacre. Did not know that. It was like on December 14th. Yeah, I did not know that. This happened on December 14, 2012. A 20-year-old man walked into a Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and shot 26 people, including 20 children, after also killing his mother in their home. Where everything happened, wait, what's coming to my head? What just recently happened where the guy shot his mother and then he went to his school? What school was that?
It's very reminiscent. Very reminiscent.
Uvalde!
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. God, this is like the Twilight Zone. Same thing. He shot his grandmother in the face, and then he went to the school, and how many people did he shoot?
Wow.
And Charles Whitman of the Texas Tower fame in 1965 did exactly the same thing as well. Killed his wife and his mother before he went on a spree on the top of the Texas Tower.
Yeah. This is interesting.
That's not that uncommon for a lot of these guys to do. Kill the mother first or a close relative before they go on their killing sprees.
Well, the mother is probably the one that's nagging them. You know it's the mother.
Well Whitman wrote a letter. He said he was doing it.
Never
he said he was doing it
how
to spare them the shame of what he was about to do.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would have to kill
I think
her
the
too,
grandmother
right?
lived, though, didn't she? Did the grandmother
Diane?
Live of the left? The one that the grandmother that was shot in the face, didn't she live?
Yeah, she still lives.
I think
but
she did.
Yeah.
What a makeover she has.
I know, right?
She got a hole in the head.
Huh.
Look at me now.
It's all very interesting. Very
it
interesting.
It is. I could imagine
yeah.
to shoot your mom. Can you imagine what would have to happen? You have to be living at home. I got to put the facts together. You have to be living at home. You probably don't get laid at all or anything. You're probably alone. And even chat rooms don't even want you around. You know, people are bullying you on the computer. And all you're hearing is, why aren't you outside playing? You're 40 years old. You should get some air. What are you doing in the bathroom? Why come you don't have a girlfriend? How come there's an... I would have to shoot her, too. I mean, I don't condone
the
shooting.
Brian,
have
we ever in American history had a larger cohort of disaffected nihilistic young men who are told that their very nature of masculinity is toxic? Have we ever
True.
Had that in history of the United States before? I say to you, no. I think it is a miracle we don't have more people like this right now.
You know what?
I think it's a miracle
right.
there aren't more, not that there are as many as there are.
Right. Because women, you got to let men be men. Because you're trying to change who they are. You know, when you're labeling men who are aggressive men a toxic, when you're putting that word, a toxic environment, bitch, just because they are a testosterone male, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do.
I mean,
tell
me at any time in American history was the very nature, because masculinity can never be toxic. Never. It is a state of being masculine or male. That's all it means. Any more than femininity can be toxic. It is a state of being feminine or female. That's all. But these wordsmiths in the cultural Marxist movement and these second, third, fourth, fifth wave radical egalitarian feminists have come up with these new terms in order to create a cultural revolution. There is no such thing as toxic masculinity. It cannot exist. Masculinity cannot be toxic. people,
and if you
individuals
do have a toxic,
but individuals
if you do have a toxic masculinity,
not masculinity.
But can you have a toxic femininity? Can you be feminine?
Oh,
and be
I
toxic?
Said it's impossible for the term to exist for either sex.
I understand.
You have individuals who are feminine who are toxic. You have individuals who are masculine who are toxic. They are that way
yeah.
individually, not as a category.
I see. I say women with big tits should run for president. I don't know where that came from. I just is that toxic? Is that a toxic masculinity, guy?
No.
No,
you're just a weirdo.
That's just a weirdo.
That's just bizarre. That's just toxic. That's just masculine bizarreness.
Oh,
you're just a weirdo.
Get me out of the debate.
Yeah, you just made an attribute for the presidency of the United States. You just transformed an attribute for presidency, big titties.
A big titty. I'm voting for the big titty woman.
I think about that.
No,
minute,
that doesn't
man.
Mean
that,
I wouldn't look at that,
that
as toxic. Mm-mm. No. You're just a weirdo. That's it. That's it. Right? I don't really, I mean, I think, like you said, males, females can both be toxic.
They are. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, as
I mean,
individuals,
but
you got to keep remembering that. As individuals, not as a category. There's nothing toxic about masculinity.
We need to start running this world, all three of us, okay? We'll take over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, common sense
we'll
and wisdom.
We'll take over.
Look, I used to be a liberal, man. I used to be a leftist progressive. I know the way leftist progressive thinks. They had me by the nose. I had to grow up, become a police officer, go to the Army, all that stuff to get disabused of these notions. It's powerful. It is like a drug.
Interesting.
Well, you know, going back, and I understand everything, and there's a good point about the toxic masculinity thing, but going back to Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's supporting, I don't know what she's supporting. She's supporting Alex Jones, okay. But I don't know. Is she supporting that it never happened or that she wants to change history?
Well, then read up on it. Find out exactly why.
Well, it just
well
bullet points
me and
here.
Melissa just kind of supported Alex Jones peripherally, not directly, but we indirectly
yeah.
supported him, saying we
yeah.
don't think he got a
indirectly.
Fair deal. Yeah,
yeah,
but we don't think he got a fair deal. It had nothing to do with
it's
him.
Stupid.
It's got to do with what
the
process
so...
is supposed to guarantee all of us.
When I saw that yesterday, I'm like, are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah.
What did
well,
we come to?
We're not defending him. We're talking about the process that's supposed to protect all of us.
Instead of the blindfold
wow.
on Lady Justice, we need the gag on the mouth, right?
Yeah. I mean, as a police officer, I can understand it when a case gets tossed out because the police lied on a search warrant affidavit. I understand why it
yeah.
is, even though I don't like to see criminals get away. But I think it's entirely proper to quash the case when the police violate the law. You should toss
the case. Were you a police officer in a large city or rurally?
In Cook County in Illinois mainly.
Wow.
In Cook County
that's
in Chicago
large.
Mainly. Yes, I was.
Yeah.
And I
Cook
saw
County
kind
large.
Of corruption, man. The corruption in Cook County in Illinois is beyond belief, and it's gotten worse yeah. since I left the job. I'm in contact
damn.
With cops all of them, and they tell me,
mm.
man, they say this thing with oh. Kim Fox, who's the state's attorney down there, is beyond belief. You ought to hear the stories they tell me about her.
Mm. Wow, Melissa, you got Mr. Sarge to say how corrupt Cook County is. That's an exclusive.
Man,
very
it's successful.
Well done.
It is a
hey, man.
I've got to fix a breaker. Hold on.
I mean,
go ahead.
Wherever Democrats rule, I mean, if you look at all these allegations of police misconduct with all the craziness, it's in Democrat-run havens. Why does nobody ever want to associate this the way it should be, put the proper emphasis on this? It's always where Democrats reign. I mean, every other pattern that fits the agenda of the left, we're supposed to take note of. Poverty, we're supposed to take note of.
There's a lot of things that happen.
Lack of opportunity,
too.
over-incarceration, incarceration, all of these things that tells us we're supposed to constantly take note. We're never supposed to take note of the fact that they're run by Democrats.
The Democrats, well, there are some things that you forget about the Bush administration, a little thing about going after Saddam Hussein and the weapon of mass destruction when there wasn't any weapons of mass destruction, and we went and caused a war, we went into another country, and we killed somebody on a lie. There's some things that happen on a Republican kind of thing, too. Come on now, Sarge.
All right. Now, since you made a very specific allegation, I'd like to make clear that the mistake was not going after Saddam Hussein. Remember, he signed an armistice. I got to keep stressing. Everybody keeps talking about weapons of mass destruction, which was not even mentioned in the resolution to go after him. It was that he violated what he agreed to in the armistice by allowing weapons inspectors unlimited access to all of the sites in Iraq. Any signatory to an armistice is free to resume hostilities when the armistice-ee violates the terms of the armistice, which Saddam Hussein did over and over again, according to 17 different United Nations resolutions. Any single signatory to the armistice can do it. The mistake was when we decided to govern the place. That was a mistake.
No,
we should have put a government in place, gotten the hell out, and let them do what they were going to do. Instead, they wanted to govern it.
Bush went to Congress, and specifically Hillary Clinton.
I know what he did.
He,
I know what he did. And
he pleaded his case. He pleaded his case.
I don't have a problem with them enforcing the terms of the armistice. After all, remember Adolf Hitler? Remember the Germans? When the Germans violated the armistice of the Versailles armistice in World War One, when they occupied the Rhineland, and they had two battalions of German troops going into the Rhineland, and they had orders that if a single French gendarme policeman with a stop sign came up and opposed them, they were going to hightail it back into Germany. Guess what? Nobody did anything. He violated the armistice, and he saw he had a green light to do whatever he wanted. Now, I'm not saying
it
would have been
right
exactly
here.
The same thing with Saddam Hussein, but Saddam Hussein thought he was going to be the Napoleon of the Middle East.
Well, you know, I'm going to take you back in time. I'm taking you back and to February 18, 2016. I have my special effects, but I don't have time to put it. I'm taking you back to February 18, 2016 at 2:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During Saturday night's GOP presidential debate in North Carolina, Donald Trump asserted that former President George W. Bush and his administration deliberately misled the world. This is what Donald Trump is saying about Bush, that he deliberately misled the world about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Trump declared they lied. They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There was none. That's what Donald Trump says. And they knew there was none. This claim
but again,
that Bush... Uh-huh.
But again, if you read the authorization for the use of military force, the primary reason for it was not weapons of mass destruction. That was the press. That was the hook the press focused on. Read the authorization for the use of military force.
You can't
blame
the press on every charge.
Weapons of mass destruction is not a primary motivation.
Yeah, well, it was for Bush. The real reason we went after, if you really want to know the real reason. Okay,
everybody got hung up
on
weapons of mass destruction. That was
the
reason.
But a hit. Here's the real reason that I'm, and it's probably a conspiracy theory, but I'm buying it, is that Saddam
Hussein
put a hit.
Yeah, but just read the authorization for the use of military force. Read it.
Okay, I will. But let me go with a conspiracy theory that I believe. Saddam Hussein put a hit on Senior Bush. He put a hit on his head. And there was a hit on him. There was a hit on George Bush Senior. Saddam Hussein put millions of dollars on his head. George Bush wanted to finish the job and went into Iraq to get the motherfucker. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, and I'm buying it. But first he had to say that they were harboring, they got some intel about weapons of mass destruction. He went to Congress and even to Hillary Clinton and explained to her that they're hiding weapons of mass destruction. And this was backed by Cheney. In fact, I think Cheney led this campaign about hidden weapons in Iraq of weapons of mass destruction. They went in and got the motherfucker. As soon as they got the motherfucker, we got out. And then we said, oh, there was no weapons. I'm sorry. They went in purposely. I think it was a hit on Saddam Hussein. I'm being honest with you. I'm going with that conspiracy theory because as soon as we hit that motherfucker, we went out. We didn't even take the oil. We didn't do anything. We didn't even look for conspiracy theories saying, okay, where are these weapons? We just said, oh, there was no weapons. We didn't find any weapons, and we got the fuck out. That's my theory, Sarge. What do you say?
Well, the first resolution in an authorization for use of military force in Iraq was Iraq's noncompliance with the conditions of the 1991 ceasefire agreement, including interference with UN weapons inspectors. That was the first complaint on the list. And yes, they did also mention further down the list, Iraq's hostility toward the United States is demonstrated by the 1993 assassination attempt on former President George H.W. Bush and firing on coalition aircraft enforcing the no-fly zones following the Gulf War. All
right.
Of them were listed.
Yes.
They were trying to keep it a secret. It was right there in the authorization of the military force.
But it was a hit piece. But going
people talk
in,
about like as if they were trying to hide the fact they were upset about the assassination attempt on George Bush. No, they put it in the resolution.
But that
people
was
didn't bother to read
that was
it.
Enough to go in on Iraq. The reason was a weapon of nuclear weapons or hiding weapons of mass destruction with some were nuclear.
But you do know
it gave
that
us the resolution
Iraq
to go
was
in.
Not supposed to have any chemical weapons whatsoever,
right.
And they did find artillery shells that they had. Some. Yes, they were in storage. Some were leaking, but they weren't even supposed to have those. I believe they moved most of it to Iran. Remember this all those convoys getting out of Iraq before they went in? I think those convoys are loaded with a lot of that stuff he wasn't supposed to have. I'm not saying they were nuclear stuff. I'm saying most of it was probably chemical weapons, mustard gas, sarin gas, and other chemical agents, maybe even bio agents.
Okay. As our time
so they
goes
got
away,
it out of the country before they went in. They sent it to Iran. They had the satellite images of the convoys hightailing it out of Iraq, headed toward Iran.
They might have. But following up, here's
what that's what I'm saying. I hope you don't think I'm some kind of advocate of the Iraq War, the second Iraq War after the clock. Remember, I was a participant in both. But still, I'm just saying that it's not as cut and dried and black and white as people like to try to make it out to be.
Well, I agree with you.
It just isn't. I don't think we should have gone in there and tried to govern the goddamn country.
Well,
you should let them have a quick election, stayed long enough to ensure they had a good and free election, and then got the hell out. Instead, we got to build it back better. That's globalist shit right there. They didn't have anything to do with enforcing the armistice.
Well, going back to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she tweeted regarding Alex Jones. I'm going to text my friend Alex Jones how much I, along with countless millions of people, are proud of him for that answer. Yes. We all want to know what the relationship was with Clinton's, the Jeffrey Epstein's, and whoever else, and pedophilia. She's so obsessed with pedophilia, it's unbelievable. Even though Donald Trump used to brag that he was best friends with Epstein, but we'll forget about that. Let me see here. Here's the Epstein Committee. Listen to this. I don't know what this is. I'm just going to play it. It says the Epstein Committee, so I have no fucking idea what this is. It's on Twitter. And you know what? Maybe I shouldn't play it. I haven't checked it out yet. And I know it's supposed to be some kind of conspiracy. I'm not playing it. You know what? I'm not going to fall for it. When questioned by a prosecutor attorney during the trial about his promotion of baseless QAnon-style conspiracy theories about political elites running child trafficking networks, Jones mentioned ties between Epstein and Bill and Hillary Clinton. Though the former president, Bill Clinton, did associate himself with Epstein before Epstein's 2008 conviction of procuring a child for prostitution, there is no evidence to substantiate claims that Clinton knew or participated in Epstein's crimes. Green said of Jones' remark on Thursday, I'm going to text my friend, Alex Jones, how much I, along with countless millions of people, are proud of him for that answer. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Now, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is the number one stupid bitch society in this world and what's wrong with this world. She needs to get laid and stay at home and shut her fucking mouth. Somebody ought to put a dick in her mouth just keep her quiet, because everything she talks about is stupid. She's a nutcase, but she's allowed. But here's the thing. Is she allowed to be a nutcase? Is she allowed to speak her opinion? Is she allowed to do this? And that's where the contrary. I'm allowed to say she's a stupid bitch.
Now that
you do realize, man, that when you're a member of Congress, you can't be sued or prosecuted for anything you make from any statement you make from the House floor. You cannot be prosecuted or sued for. You know that's in the Constitution. Mm. So she can say anything she wants as long as she says it on the floor of the House as a representative. And that's up to a voter. That's why you have a vote for a representative every 2 years. If the voters decide she's too nutty, they can get rid of her. They got a quick way to get rid of her. That's the whole purpose
now,
of having a House
like
representative and an election every
journalism.
2 years.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Ballot in Georgia, they didn't have any luck, man. They had no luck in keeping off the ballot in Georgia, and she was overwhelmingly elected in her district. She's like Maxine Waters. She's just as safe. Maxine Waters is the dumbest, most outrageously stupid fool I've ever seen in Congress.
She gets away with saying things more outrageous than what
Marjorie Taylor Greene says.
Okay, I will. You know what? I will concede and give you that. I will give you that 100%. You know what? You're right. This woman's crazy.
I mean, hey, you know what I mean? That's why we have a House of Representatives, man. The district she represents like the flavor of what she says. And, they, you know, they're the ones that get to put her in office or not. And she says it on the floor of Congress. She's pretty much safe from anything he says that isn't out-and-out treasonous or call for sedition.
Well, here's the reaction. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen this. This is reaction on Alex Jones. It looks stupid, but it's on Twitter. No, I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing anything. Here's a message for me on Twitter. Hey, Brian, I think you're cute. Call me 1-800-SLUTS-FOR-US. Huh. Sounds like a nice girl.
Hey, man, that might not even be a girl. You better think about that twice.
I know it, right? Hello, Brian. Oh, hello. Hello. I'm sitting here all wet because I have incontinent problems. I mean, no, because I'm excited for you.
Exactly,
all right, here
exactly.
We go.
Okay.
I may not even be a girl. Yeah, you like my new voice?
Okay, then,
I quit
man.
Smoking. Heard the smoke. Oh, my God. I used to be a smoker. Don't leave me, my smoker friends, just because I don't smoke anymore.
This was a really good show. It was informative.
Thank you. That's because you're here, and that's because the Sarge is here.
That was awesome. No, well, yeah,
that's
my new man.
We to exchange information. That's the whole point of, I think.
I used to have a boyfriend down here, but he left me. Stanley was my boyfriend. He left me.
Stanley left me.
He was my radio boyfriend. You can be my new radio boyfriend.
Okay, baby, it's on.
Okay.
It's on,
right,
baby, it's on. Feel me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No.
There you go. Here we are.
I cannot have this. You know, there are some people.
You didn't even
know
you were a matchmaker, did you, Brian?
I had
he does
no
it all
idea.
The time.
Strange bedfellows.
Stanley's gone,
Ron
though.
Talks.
I missed my Stanley.
Blog yeah. Talk brings
there
people together
no
in
such
a strange
thing as a strange bedfellow that is heterosexual and not in a member of the immediate family. Okay?
There you go.
So it's not necessarily so.
Who are you to talk about strange bedfellows? You really?
Yeah, you ought to talk with your President Big Titty stuff.
Hey! I vote for both of them. I voted twice. You know, some people are still out there. You know, it's funny. Facebook, social media, people are finding ways to make money. They turn this thing, I don't know, I still get it wrong. What is it, that fan page? What is it? I forgot what it's called.
OnlyFans? Pervy Man?
Or something. It's called, well,
Only
it's a fan.
OnlyFans, come on.
There's something. Well, apparently these group of people got together on Facebook and they made their own private, Facebook allowed them to do it, that they can make their own private pages.
Yeah.
And during the private pages, they can make money. It's connected to Facebook, whatever, money wallets or whatever.
Yeah.
And
Oh, Lord. But breaking news, I just thought you might be interested in hearing.
Sure.
The Daily Telegraph in England is saying that up to 100,000 North Korean soldiers could be sent to fight with the Russians in Ukraine.
Are you serious?
Wow.
That's what the Daily Telegraph is reporting. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they're saying.
Well, I know Russia's private
channels that they were ready to supply 100,000 troops to support Vladimir Putin's efforts in Ukraine.
You know, but it's not uncommon for countries to contract other organizations or pay other people to fight their battles. So I kind of agree with it. I kind of think it's true.
Well, you got to remember, Spain was neutral in World War II, but they sent two divisions of Spanish troops to help Hitler on the Eastern Front against Russia.
Right.
So it's not like it doesn't happen. And we know what happened with the Chinese Communist People's Liberation Army, so-called volunteers, when they intervened in the Korean War in 1950. They were supposedly volunteers, too. 400,000 of them came in and hit the UN and almost knocked them off the battlefield.
Yeah, crazy.
So it ain't like it's
crazy,
unprecedented.
It's just, well, some of the headlines, Sergeant, you're right. I would not be surprised if that's true. I would not be surprised. You know, we do pay people that fight our own battles and different people.
But remember, this is openly announced. This isn't like the American Volunteer Group, the Flying Tigers, that did it kind of sub rosa before Pearl Harbor. This is like openly announcing it.
Oh, boy.
Well, this looks a little bit different.
Well, here's
going
back, and let's finish this up.
Well, it'd be kind of hard to hide the movement of 100,000 troops into Russia from North Korea. That'd be kind of difficult to hide.
It will be kind of hard.
Were you
going to
talk about making money on podcasts? Was that, are you going to talk about that?
I was going to go right there. You'd be surprised. You'd be very interested. But here's this is only 3 minutes more of Alex Jones, and we finish this up. Here we go. And we'll finish this up. This is the latest.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones will have to pay for his lies. A jury awarding that sum to the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis, who was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School nearly 10 years ago. Following the judgment, Jones took to the airwaves and said this.
I admit I made a mistake. I admitted that I followed disinformation, but not on purpose. I apologized to the families, and the jury understood that. What I did to those families was wrong, but I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can say he didn't do it on purpose, but this may be just the start of Jones's legal trouble, because the plaintiff's lawyer is saying that the January 6th committee has actually asked for Jones's phone records, which includes text messages revealed during this trial. Joining us now is CNN national correspondent Erica Hill and CNN senior media reporter Oliver Darcy. All right, let's start first, Erica, with this trial. $4.1 million. They'd asked for $150 million, but this is just one family. And this may not be the end of it, because there may be other damages awarded.
There could be. So these are the compensatory damages that were awarded yesterday. The attorney for the plaintiff telling Oliver that he was thrilled with the decision, that Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin were thrilled with the decision here, and that they did note, right, there are other defamation lawsuits pending, as you just pointed out. The punitive damages, that part of the trial will be decided, or will start, rather, today. So there could be more damages coming in just this trial alone. But you bring up an interesting point when you talk about other families, because there are other cases pending.
This guy's basically screwed. Man, they're going after everything. Everything. Mm. Jones is singing like a bitch.
He sounds
like
George C. Scott.
Some weasel wording to me sounded like.
He
sounds like George C. Scott when he played Patton, doesn't he?
Yeah, he
does. Yeah, he does have a gravelly voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he sounded, that was weasel word at first, man. It really was weaselly.
Well, they really they took this man down. I mean, they're going to make an example of him. They're going to make an example of him for all these people who come up with these conspiracy theories. It's coming down. They're bringing the hammer down on a lot of this shit. They're tired. You know what it is, Sergeant?
I can't wait to Whoopi Goldberg next. Whoopi Goldberg.
I hope so, too.
No.
I'm both sides. I got no loyalty. No. I go. And Melissa can vouch for me.
I like Whoopi. Yeah.
Whoopi's
she says some stupid things, but it just shoots off her mouth worse than Alex Jones does.
Yeah.
She's got a real bad habit of doing that.
She does. You got to love Whoopi, though.
You can have Whoopi. You can be loving her for me because I definitely ain't loving her.
Is it because of The View?
She just doesn't think when she talks, spouts things that are unsustainable.
Yeah, but she's a great actress. Come on, think of the movies she's done. Come on.
Yeah, but you know what? You can admire her work as an actress.
Better go
Do we have to give her opinion?
But she damn sure don't know what she's talking about after.
Yeah, but Melissa, that's like saying she's a great porn star, and I love her movies. But do I really need to hear her opinion on the world news?
Somebody brought her into that position to do that. Somebody did that.
I know.
But she got a right to spout off. She's an American citizen. She got a First Amendment right. If ABC wants to hire the dummy to say the stupid things she does, they got a right to hire. But we got a right to call a stupid ass to account. And the things she says are often unsubstantiated. They're reckless, they're thoughtless, and they're stupid.
It's Whoopi.
I agree. And we are making note of it.
Whoopi.
I mean, it's like that. Remember that idiot like prosecutor in the Kyle Rittenhouse case? Everybody needs to take a ass whooping for done time. Can you believe that?
Whoopi.
This is a man with a law degree and is a government prosecutor.
Terrible.
And he says things like that. That's stupid, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you think somebody
mm-hmm.
in a position with a law degree, public prosecutor, can sort of be acquainted with the laws on self-defense, they ought to know better than say something that stupid in a courtroom. But he did. Everybody needs to take an ass whooping every now and then.
I agree.
Not Whoopi. No.
Whoopi's sacred.
No whipping Whoopi.
I mean, people
Whoopi
just say stupid things. I mean, even when people are supposed to have a certain level of expertise, say stupid things from time to time.
Not me. I'm sacred.
I mean, you would think, you know, but when you do, you ought to be able to get it. Clearly, they're trying to hold Alex Jones to account for things that I would think would be constitutionally protected, even though I know that part of the reason that they didn't give him a jury trial is they said that Alex Jones waived the right to a jury trial by not participating fully in the discovery process. Now, I don't know how that's supposed to work, but that's what they said. That's why the judge issued a summary judgment in the case.
Yeah, well, Alex Jones is so scared that 4.1 was awarded to one family. There's 20-something families out there. And you know what? And I said the same thing to Trump. You know, all those people who stormed the Capitol, can you imagine if all you guys, like thousands of you, got a lawyer and made Trump pay for it for your defense? And all you guys
now,
wait, Trump?
Now, you got to remember, at the time he made those statements, he was president of the United States. There's an issue involving sovereign immunity. There's no way they're going to be able to sue him for nothing like that.
I don't know.
I mean,
God,
come on.
All those lawsuits,
I mean,
thousands of
I mean, what if parents were able to sue the president of the United States and the United States government for all the lives lost stupidly in Vietnam and Iraq and everywhere else? The government wouldn't have any money. The government wouldn't have any money.
They've already established
that case. The Supreme Court already said so. It's called the Ferris Doctrine. You can't sue the government when they screw up and get you killed.
That's true. That is true. And if anybody's dumb enough to try to sue the government, you cannot win. There has never been a case that anybody won against the government. You just don't win. You could settle, but you'll never win.
The government has a grave sovereignty for you to sue it. When in these states, In these states, whenever you want to sue the government for something, you got to get a judge somewhere to waive state sovereignty or get them to agree to waive state sovereignty. So how often do they do that? Not very often.
Not very often, if at all. But, you know, some of us, and look at this transition, some of us was hurt with the COVID-19 thing. Some of us work at home now. Some of us do. Some of us don't know what to do, so we do things like, we do silly things like, you know what? Like my former executive producer on my show. And she goes, you know what? I think I'm going to write a book. I go, you don't need to write a book. You need to read one.
Da-da-dum.
Hey, how
well,
are you?
Brian, think about it, Brian. You got to remember, your Congress passed a law indemnify the pharmaceutical companies from harm done to you by their shots. Why do you think so many people are calling them shots the clot shots with all these young people dropping dead of heart attacks and strokes? Young people in prime of their health, athletes frequently, after they get the clot shot, there's a correlation between sudden death and a clot shot.
Now, Mr. Sarge, have you had COVID-19?
I haven't had it. I've had the vaccine and two boosters, and I ain't having no more.
Really?
I'll take my chance.
Wow.
I haven't had COVID. I go out every day. I go to the store almost every other day. I mix with people regularly. I have gotten no diseases. I mean,
well, I've had health. COVID.
I can still pass the Army PT test for a 35-year-old.
I have.
So I'm a good
guy. I'm
going to just take my chances with my immune system being what it is and let God,
right.
let the devil take the hindmost or God take the hindmost, whatever. I ain't getting
right.
no more clot shot. I ain't getting none.
I live most of my life anyway,
so, you know, whatever
yeah.
happens. So what
okay.
the hell with it?
What the hell with it? Okay.
I already knew I wasn't getting
Ow.
Out this life alive anyway, so there you go.
That's true. We're all
now, that's
die.
My new boyfriend speaking.
That's
hear
your
him?
New boyfriend.
35 years old. Listen.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. My voice
mm-hmm.
back, and it's going to be trouble. Okay, you know, here we go. Some of you guys are thinking about ways to make ends meet. Make ends meet. I got a great show. I should be on every day. Right, right, Melissa?
You need to be, but I understand.
You need to
be,
Brian, because I can't never find your ass. I don't know when the hell you're going to come on the air, man.
He's probably not in
California. Don't be on that and say, oh, wait for host to call in. Your ass don't call in.
All you have to do is go to
blog. I don't know what to do with you, man. So it's up to you.
Well,
hey,
you
it's your thing, man. You do what you want to.
Well, you go to blogtalkradio.com. /Brian Hammer Jackson and just hit follow.
Yeah, I
and
follow
comes,
you, Brian. That's what I'm trying to tell
okay.
you. I get notifications.
You're yelling at me. Not the problem.
I'm telling you right
knows.
Now. I
Brian knows
you.
The truth.
It's still hard to find
he
your
He knows
ass.
The truth.
Yeah,
he hasn't been around.
Find
he's dealing with business.
Yeah.
His podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, and that reminds me, I got to get a plug. Hey, don't forget to go on my – I'm doing a podcast. You can hear my podcast, and these are for the ladies. I'm doing an erotic podcast for the ladies so you can do sleep at night. And then I'll give you a little preview. It's like, hello, ladies. I'm your friend Brian. It's time to get the toys out and let's party. Yeah.
Hey, I got a Barry White voice synthesizer for you, if that might help a little bit.
I do. Yeah.
Make it sound like Barry White, man. That's an invitation to erotic activity, isn't it?
Oh, Barry White. Come on. Melvin and the Blue Notes. What's his name? Him. Luther Vandross?
Even Teddy Pendergrass, man.
Teddy Pendergrass? Oh, come on. I'm a heterosexual, man, and I got wood. Oh, God.
You're my choice tonight, baby. Whoa!
You're already cheating on me?
Hey,
wow.
He's cheating on you, Melissa. Help me.
Wow.
I
wow.
know.
I can't Ooh. Take it.
What does a woman have to do anymore to compete with men?
Listen.
I know.
Yeah, in fact, haven't we noticed it looks like men are better at being women than men are? Men are women, women's beauty contest, women's athletic contest.
No,
contests,
that's not true.
Women's drag queen thing. Women are being replaced by men at being women.
Well, I'm going to leave that to your imagination for the weekend. I have this thing that, I don't know, it's like, hello, Brian. I do an erotic thing for women, and most of the men show up. You know what? I like it, dude. I like it. Dude, I love you, dude. All right, here we go.
But think about it, man. We've got men winning women's beauty contests, man. What? That's the ultimate in perversion.
I know. I'm trying to reach it. I have things to
do. And the women
that
be beaten out are fine as hell.
I know.
Well,
going back to this, Melissa's saying, my new boyfriend, I don't know what happened. It was just going so well 5 minutes ago. 9 ways you can make money with live streaming. So everybody's going to live streaming and making a quick buck. Facebook is doing it. TikTok is doing it. YouTube is doing it. YouTube, you have this guy doing a video game. You're watching him play videos, and he's making a good $1,000 doing it because they're collecting donations.
I don't like that.
Have
I don't like that. I can't watch people playing video games.
But they're making money, so I'm giving you the top. I'm giving you tips of the top.
That's stupid.
Six.
That's not
ways.
What I watch. No. No.
Oh, these are how,
but
these
anyway,
are,
read it. Read what you want to read, but that's crap to me.
I agree. I agree. Well, you're going to be seeing
it's
me
crap.
Online pretty soon. I know I keep saying it, but you are.
Do you remember when somebody invited us to go? Where did they invite us to go? Somewhere pretty big. What was it? It was Matthew. What did he want us to go?
Yeah.
Where did he want us to go? What was the name of that?
He had his own little thing with his cigar thing, and he made it a big
thing. No. What's a podcast, please?
Oh, I remember. Yeah, he was going, I forgot what it was.
It's
something
big,
like
but
iHeart.
We were all invited. Yeah, no,
right.
It wasn't iHeart. No. But we were all invited, and Brian was like, nope.
You guys can go.
What the heck is it? I didn't want to go because there's certain, Brian and I, as much as we've had our issues, but we bounce off of each other really well. So who else could you go and bounce off of the same way, right?
That's true.
And so No.
It was not uncommon.
You know, it's a chemistry
it was not
that we have.
For-
Laverne
That's
knows
true.
It. We Brian and I have a chemistry where it's bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
And I almost know how to react. I'm giving away secrets, but whatever.
That's coming out of my book. Don't give a secrets. Book about Brian Hammer Jackson. The Secret Life of Brian and Melissa.
No, but it's a natural thing.
Can you imagine?
And we don't discuss it. It's natural.
Right.
We don't discuss it.
Hey.
No.
Don't forget to get my book, The Secret Life of Brian Hammer Jackson and Melissa, written by Laverne.
Laverne can write it.
And her conspiracy theories. I have my theories.
No, don't. They're not. I call it critical thinking.
I kid her. She knows I love her to death. And she has some conspiracy theories. She is. She's human.
She's listening.
But I learned that with Laverne and anybody else, that you got, if there's might be a point to this, and if there's a reason, there might be some truth to it. You got to open up your mind, and you get the knowledge that you get. And you have a choice to either believe what you want to believe, but you have the knowledge of somebody else is saying, giving you some information, and I value that. So some people call it conspiracy theories. I call it, okay, you're going to give me some information. I'm going to think on that. And that's knowledge to me, and that's gold. That's how I look at it. All right, here we go. Number 9.
You can make some money on the internet by being a coach. You offer lessons. You teach something. Share your knowledge through live seminars. That's number nine. I'm not going to go into it. Number eight, develop your pay-per-view content. Producing live content and selling tickets for it has become hugely popular. It's no longer just gaming content that gets the live viewers. You know, it's funny. King did this one time, but not only King. There are some other people did it. I did it, and I quit. And see, I don't tell you how many people listen to the show. I don't say it because it makes to me, it's silly. But I think it's more silly that when I hear a person come on a show and say, I have 10 million viewers or followers or whatever, and they put out some kind of content, and they said, okay, 1.5 million viewers looked at it, and they're proud of it. My first reaction is, okay, out of that 1.5, how much did you sell? That's all I care about. How much did you engage that 1.5, and they bought something? See, that's success to me. The catch and the hook and the shock is saying, okay, I'm gonna click on this and see what contact it is to me, and then they look at it and say ah, and they go away. To me, is that's not a winner. A winner is engaging and they buy something. So if you tell me you got 2.6 million people and they listen to my song, I'm gonna ask you how much did you make. And if you say nothing, then 2.6 million people in my mind is nothing. Nothing to talk about. Now, am I wrong, guys, or am I right? Help me out. Melissa, what do you think? What do you think, Sergeant? Am I wrong or am I right? It's all about making money. Anyway. Well, you know, when I hear people and authors saying, well, I got eight. You've got to be a Kardashian. If you're not a Kardashian in the way the Kardashians think and how they market, how they promote, they sell too. They're not just there to do a TikTok video. If you see a Kardashian do a TikTok video, somebody's buying something. You know what I mean? Other than that, it's a waste of time. I really believe that. So if you're an artist or an author or something and you come on my show and you say, hey, I got 500,000 viewers, or Brian, you need to click on me because I got 1.6 million followers.
Right.
And it's like, how much money are you making? I'm not making anything.
I still
want
to remember what radio platform he invited us to.
Yeah, which one?
It's a big one. And Sarge, I don't know how long Sarge has been listening. But we've had some really good shows. Really good shows.
Well, yeah, that's what prompted me to call. I was listening for a long time, and I thought, hey, this guy, I don't agree with hardly anything this guy says, but I like his take on it. You know, and that
that's
one, you
him.
Know, that got me to call in.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the nicest thing you ever said to me, Sarge. Thank you.
I'm glad you appreciate it. I'd stroke your ego a little bit.
What are the other podcasts? What's the biggest podcasting?
What,
Platform.
According to Blog Talk? I don't know.
No,
don't
not
know.
Blog Talk. No. It's not
well,
iHeart.
Well, you know who came out? What's his name's podcast came out today? Quentin Tarantino's podcast came out today. There are so many people. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He came out. He got a podcast that came out today about movies and everything. It's just debuting today. Everybody has a podcast.
I love the music that they did in his movies. That's a big draw to me.
Went back
the
and,
music.
Yeah, he does that years.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He uses some great music from artists, especially from R&B era. He definitely is big into that.
That's
Brown,
a draw.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. That's a big draw.
I'm almost done. Number six. If you're on a website, you have your own website. Try to get into an affiliate program. That's how you can make money. With a membership and an affiliate program, you can earn a commission every time a shopper clicks on your affiliate link and makes a purchase.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't even have to post a link because I don't do any of this bullshit, but I'm just saying. Number five, brand deals and sponsorship. Brand deals and sponsorships are another way you can earn money while streaming by engaging with businesses. If you have a large following on streaming platform, brands will reach out, make you offers. If they don't, you can reach out to them. That's one way, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian, you'd be able to corner the sex toy market, I know.
Hey, I'm trying to do it.
Oh, he's tried that.
And I failed at.
Don't worry about it.
Even dildos are calling me a dildo. Get off my platform, you dildo.
Believe me. Sex clothes, sex swings, sex toys. He's tried it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
don't
well,
even think he has
them.
Yeah.
It was the thing
it's a
is how do
market,
people
right?
Right. It's just how do people make money off of? I don't know how people make money off of streaming. There's a story here. I'll just tell it. I don't know if you guys are interested.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, cut me off.
Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The movie industry going to streaming. How they make money from the? How does Hollywood make money from it? There's three ways to do it. I did a film. I talked to you guys before. I did a film a long time ago when I came out. It was a great film. They paid us off. It was from Orion Pictures. At the time, it was Orion Pictures. They went bankruptcy after the film. I don't know. I blame myself. But they paid us a lot of money. We were the, believe it or not, we had egos, man. We had the biggest egos in the world, if you can believe that. We were not humble at all. Oh, I wasn't. My writer was, but I wasn't. I figured if I made one hit, I'll get back in the studio tomorrow and make another one. Found out it's not that easy. Anyway, Orion bought the movie. We're all happy. We got some money. We got big money. Money we have never seen before. And we spend it away. Of course, we spend it. I spend mine on charity, hookers and drugs and sex and parties.
Charity, I don't believe that for a moment.
Oh, yes, believe it. No, I got it. I bought it.
No.
I did think.
This is a guy that won't even give a dollar to Jerry's kids when he pulls to the drive-thru.
Hey,
really? No.
They make those kids pants. Those kids better give me a lap dance before I give them anything. Bring out Jerry's kids. I don't care if they're in the crutches. You better lap dance, you little bastard. So what I am saying to you is that when they bought the movie, we thought they were going to distribute it. And Orion promised we're going to distribute this. It's going to be our summer thing. I go, good. We signed the paper and everything. Orion went bankrupt. All of a sudden, I go, where's our movie? Well, when they went bankrupt, they sent it to another studio. Another studio has the library of it. And they said, well, we paid you off. That's how you make money. It will cost us too much money to distribute your movie. It's already been 2 years since the movie's out. You're not hot anymore. You haven't come up with anything. They basically told us this. And it's been 2 years, and it's for us to put our money into marketing and promoting this movie, it's a losing thing. Your movie's not going to make $300-something million. Walk away with it. And they paid us off. That's basically what they did. This is all the true story. That's how streaming, and that goes to the story of they made a movie called Catwoman. Is it Catwoman or Catgirl, whatever. And it's supposed to be coming out.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be coming out right now. I think it's Catwoman. Is it Catwoman?
This
show,
man, it's a woke bomb. They're not even taking a chance on putting
it
out.
So you know the movie I'm talking about? You're right. They did shelve
it. Yeah, they shelved it, man. The Warner Brothers officially announced they are shelving it. I mean, they're
really,
taking
okay,
it out
yeah,
of distribution. It's a woke it's a woke clusterfuck mess.
Right. Well, the story behind Catwoman is that it got some very bad press, and they had some very bad viewing. I'm just going to go over it.
Same thing with
his
Batwoman series that was on. I forget, what was that on? Was it on Hulu or whatever?
Uh-huh.
That had
another
one, man.
That.
Oh, that got panned all over the place.
Right.
I did watch Pamela Lee and Tommy. Well, you know.
Oh,
Tommy
really?
Pamela
I don't think
story.
I could
have
sat through it. How was it? What's your critic?
You know what? Watch it.
Really?
They did an amazing job portraying them, and the makeup and everything was amazing. Yeah.
Just not even interested in her story. Tommy Lee and Pamela.
But you're a pervert, so you'd like the sex stuff.
Hey.
Well, I'm excited. They got
they
another
CGI penis and oh yeah, yeah.
Well, there's
that
another one getting ready to come out that I think will be another masturbatory paean to woke consciousness. It's called get this now, The Woman King. Now I'd like to know how a woman can be a king, but that's the title of it, The Woman King.
Yeah,
you know
I'm already
what it's
going.
About?
I'm not even.
Yeah.
I'm not going near there.
Do you know what
King.
It's about?
No, no, just the title itself is keeping me from going or even thinking about it.
Well,
I agree with you
100%. Well, they take what could have been. I admit I haven't seen it, so this is a bit unfair, but I know Hollywood. I know the woke people who make the stuff, and I know what they're going to do with it. I'm certain of it. I looked at the trailer, and having looked at the trailer, I've already made this conclusion. They took what could have been a fascinating subject, the warrior Amazon tribe of the kingdom of Dahomey, which is now Benin in Africa. They were actually women warriors trained because they had so many men killed in all the tribal wars that they took a core of women and made them warriors. And they were in the mid to late early 20th century part of Dahomey. They got in intertribal fights. They went up going against the French army and some of the French protectorates that neighbored Dahomey. And it could have been a fascinating historical topic. They could, and if they do it the right way, it would be very interesting historically. But it looked like a bunch of wokeness to me, and I know they're going to butcher it. And the main thing they're going to butcher is the fact that the kingdom of Dahomey was founded on slavery.
Yeah.
And they're going to paper over it.
Wow.
That is interesting. When I hear a woman's king, it seems to me
it's guess
a
who's the star? Guess who's the lead star in the movie? Two names you will readily recognize. Viola Davis and John Boyega.
I'm out.
They need damn Gray Slick to come back, right? That was a warrior woman.
They got to resurrect her. She's dead.
Oh, my God.
Is she
really
dead?
Or is she still alive?
No, she's dead. I'm pretty sure she's dead.
You think she's dead?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me see.
Could it be wrong? I thought she died a few years ago.
Now, that was a warrior in a movie, right? Mm.
She would have been an apt choice for the role, but Viola Davis is cast in a role, and I'm just saying that. No, she's still alive. Let's take that back. She's still alive. Take it back.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm thinking two things. Grace. I'm thinking of the black woman. Grace Slick is a white girl. I'm thinking of the black.
I'm
who's
sorry,
the black
Grace.
Woman?
Oh my God.
Grace. Black woman.
Grace
Slick
Jones
was from
is still
the,
alive. She was in the James Bond movie.
Right.
Yeah, she was good. But she always played a warrior. Really strong.
Yeah, exactly. She was kind of, I don't know, kind of binary when it wasn't really cool to be binary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grace what?
Yeah. But anyway, this movie, I tell you, if they had done it right, it could have been a fascinating period of history to study, but they're just going to turn it a bunch of woke warrior woman nonsense. That's
what
they're going to do. I saw the trailer. I'm certain of it.
I agree with you.
Now, I'm going to intervene.
Woman.
Interject.
Uh-huh.
I think that if we did a podcast, we need Sergeant on it.
Uh-huh.
He'd be an interesting character.
He would be.
Because that's what you play as a character, right, Brian?
He'll be like that guy in Up.
Yeah. People would be like, oh, Jesus, that guy again.
He'll be like
a
guy.
Oh, I'd rather
like
the idea
like
of being
him.
A contrarian.
Yeah.
I'd rather like that.
There he is. He's making some sense. But, I hate him. But I love to hate him.
I mean, I don't mind being hated because after all, I was a cop and I got used to being hated. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, that's a good name, isn't it?
The amount of anima. You either get one of two things when you're a police officer. People either really appreciate you for what you do, or they absolutely hate and despise you. They hold you in utter contempt.
I think as I've gotten
it's
older,
either or. It's kind of
I
either
appreciate
or
it more. I appreciate law enforcement more, especially the young guys. I see them. I'm like, oh my God, you know?
I couldn't be a police officer in today's environment. I would never become a police officer in today's environment.
How
never.
About you, Brian? Do you notice that too with the young kids? They seem like kids.
I think
and they're
I
out there.
More they're buff, they're more workout kind of guys. They're more
it's just
I think
their age and what they're dealing with.
It depends on I guess the area. I'm here in California.
I was big
you know,
into physical fitness when I was a police officer, Brian. I mean, me and the other guys, we were religious about it.
Were you really?
We were regularly grappling with guys who've been in the joint for 5 and 6 years. They were pumping iron all the time they were in there. And believe me, you needed physical strength to deal with them. So
yeah.
we all got together. We would work out 4 days a week at the gym. We'd be pushing heavy pounds. I was benching over 400 for three reps. Yeah, I mean, we were really working heavy. And believe me, you needed it, man. I mean, these guys are amped up. They're on dope. They're on meth. They were on Angel Dust at the time. Angel Dust was the big deal. And, man, I'm telling you, man, even subduing a small person who's amped up and adrenalized on drugs and hyped up with fear and rage, you have no idea what it takes to get them under control without injuring them.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I agree with you. I had a situation.
You have no idea. I mean, I'm telling you, man. Like I said, I could bench 400 pounds. That was my best. I could do three reps of 400 pounds.
Pretty damn good.
And I'm telling you right now, it would be a handful for me to deal with a lot of these people. Same thing in other offices.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's I see it. I always tell Brian, I live near this big, huge bridge where people commit suicide all the time. It's huge. And the cops are out there, and they're trying to get them down, and, you know, they've got the camera, and they've taken pictures, and it's like, wow. Just
look, I'm telling you, most police officers, what we found was the biggest mistake most police officers do when they elect to use force. Most police officers, not all, obviously I'm talking about most police officers, not use a sufficiently high level of force when they get involved. The use of force continuum does not mean you have to use equal force to that offered. You can go a step or two higher depending on the level of resistance that you're going up against. And most police officers use an inadequate level of force. When they grab the person and the person pulls away, you know you're going to be in for a fight. The best thing to do is stun them so you don't have to get in a long, lengthy fight and you can get them in restraints. Most police officers don't do that. They don't go for a stunning strike. Or some kind of grappling hold that'll put them under control immediately. They grab and they get into a tussle. Instead of closing the
Brazilian
distance and
jiu-jitsu, right?
Put them under
control. Did you use that? Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
No,
did you
we
use
developed
that?
Our own style of martial art because we talked about what usually happens when you get into a physical competition with suspect. And we compared notes. And it wasn't that dojo ballerina shit. It was literally like fighting in a phone booth.
You
got to
go for the head.
The most applicable single form of combat for a police officer involved in taking a suspect into custody would be like Krav Maga. That was the closest thing.
Is it true, though, if you isolate the head,
our experiences
then you win.
And our exchange of information with each other, we just adapted our own fighting style. We thought we should have sold it. We never did,
though. We
should have. But it worked pretty good for
I've
us.
I've got a lot of law enforcement in my family. I think Brian does, too. I do.
Honestly, that dojo ballerina shit don't work, man. You ain't got the room. Usually it happens you got on top of somebody. You either got to – wrestling is a very important skill to have, very important.
Yeah.
And the ability to throw a sharp punch in close quarters, I mean like within a foot or less, and be able to hit hard and make it effective. Go for the body, go
my
for the liver
shot. My son wrestled for years. Elementary
yeah, wrestling
school,
is one of the most
school.
Important skills a police officer can have, the ability to wrestle and do ground fighting, especially ground fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, all that stuff you see in the movies, the choreographed fighting, that almost never happened.
Yeah.
Almost never.
Yeah.
It happened, but not often.
I don't know if you did. Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate it. As I've gotten older, I was more of a I'm going to buck the system person. But I really didn't. But as I get older, I see these cops out, and I'm like, oh.
No, I couldn't do it now. It's just too much. It's just too much politics. Too much. Especially in a city like Chicago, there's no way I could work in Chicago today. It's just, I'd be in trouble or I'd be in jail. I could not do it. Would not even think of joining a police force under the conditions police officers have to work under today. I'd just fix cars. I'm an auto mechanic. And
my brother-in-law did, he was military retired, but he did the San Antonio Sheriff's Department, and then he did Border Patrol. I've got numerous people, but yeah.
Well, tell him I appreciate
like
his service, but I know what he's going through, especially if he's still on the job today.
Oh, he's retired.
Oh, and the Border Patrol,
he's retired.
God, what they're being put through is beyond belief.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
This administration is criminal, the way it's running that southern border. Mm-hmm. That ought to be an impeachment every day. They should file articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for what he's doing on the border. I mean, every day.
Yeah.
Somebody should introduce new articles of impeachment until they pay attention to it. It's a human rights disgrace and a national security threat of the first rank.
It's a wild, wild west out there. Going back to money with live streaming.
Podcasting.
Yeah. Podcasting, donations, or tips from fans. If you want to sign at your live hobby, people are putting donations and tips on their website and stuff. And, again, it goes back to Donald Trump brags he's a millionaire. All these politicians are millionaires, but yet they do donations. That goes back to what I was saying with, I don't know if I finished the story, with Alex Jones. Alex Jones had that the court decision, $4.1 million to one person. Right away today, he did an interview, and he asked for donations.
Oh, sure.
He did it today, just 3 hours ago, saying, can you please help me with this? And people are donating money to help him with his $4.1 million. But yet Alex is worth $270 million, his company's worth.
And people will donate. Feel part of the cause and, you know, I'm going to help this. And, they'll do
and
that.
And they want to make a statement about their objections the way the case turned out. It hasn't got anything to do with thinking he doesn't have the money or anything.
But to ask, if just be awarded $4.1 million to have the nerve to go, okay, would you like to donate to my, just to ask for money after all that money that you have? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. They don't care. People don't care.
But do you agree with politicians who are worth billions and millions, but yet they're asking for donations to run their campaign?
People do it all the time.
Not spending their own money? I know.
It's just people do it. They give them the money. So how could
they want to
participate
in the politician's success? I mean, let's face it, some people want to buy influence. Come on, Brian.
Yeah.
But some people genuinely believe in this politician because they think they're going to make the country better. I like to refer you to Donald Trump. Just objectively measure what he did that was positive for the country. And I don't know how you're coming to the conclusion that he was successful.
Hmm.
That he wasn't successful or what?
Personality quirks, which is understandable. Just look at what the country was like under his reign. Not reign, but his administration.
Yeah.
And I can understand why people want to participate in getting a politician like that who reflects their values in the office. And the more money, the better when it comes to running in this country.
Okay. Well, there's other ways that
as far as anything, if you stand for something, let's say whatever you stand for, people are going to give you money if they really want to stand behind you.
Oh, no doubt.
We've been telling you this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to do my all new channel with the Naked Hammer.
And you don't always necessarily will, but, you know, some people say, they want to see the food
hammer.
And...
I'll have one of those wigs.
God, help me.
Wig, from those blonde wigs,
oh
like in the British pool with the, like the British wig.
You mean the
traditional
wig?
Wig?
Yeah.
The
traditional
wig?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're being silly.
With the ribbon at the back.
Yeah, with the little ribbon.
Yeah, okay.
You're being silly.
I am being silly. Mm-hmm. I am being silly. But
if you, really though, oh my God, this is still bugging me. I'm not what he's saying. There are people that want to listen. I'm more of a listener. Like if I want to listen to a podcast, I'll listen to what I want to listen to, NPR, whatever, and I'll put my phone down and do what I'm going to do. But I listen. I don't need to see the people. Some people want their visual and they want to see the people talking and, you know, whatever with headsets on. And I don't need that. Some people do. So you have to look at the audiences of who are able to hear the voices and not care.
That's true.
Other people that want to see it. They want to see it. I want to see you. They want to see the food.
Right. I think they want to see me because I am, my voice is animated as well as I would be animated and how I would react on certain things. I think they want to see my reaction to certain things. I think I'm very animated, so they probably want to see a show within the show.
I've never felt that way, that I can sense it, so I don't need that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cool.
I don't. But that's me. I'm not, my mind isn't, you know, the same as everybody else's.
I understand.
I want to see this
person. But there
person
are people
and,
like,
you
know,
are they fat? Are they
well,
ugly?
One thing
they
about radio and you know, blog talk and talk show is, the one thing I liked about it is I could be doing something else without having to look
oh,
at
yeah.
it. Like, I'd be working
yeah.
in a car while I'm listening to, like, Rush Limbaugh yeah. or somebody like that. I didn't need to see him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. But
I'm like, I just want to put it down, and I'll listen and do what I'm going to do. Or even
right.
driving, you know, listening to it. And obviously, you're not
yeah, you
supposed
can do other
to watch
things,
people.
But all you need is your ears,
yeah.
and you can do other things
yeah.
while you listen. You don't have to see what's going on.
But a lot of people don't, not a lot. There's a group of, it's kind of like they want to see it. They want to see it.
Right. Well,
they
want to
see it.
But Melissa, and Sarge, for those who do, YouTube has a, and I did not know this, they have a tipping service called Super Chat.
Oh,
what it
sure.
does is viewers can use tips.
You have to get
pin.
To a certain amount of subs, though. Go ahead. I didn't mean
yeah.
to interrupt you.
No. You're correct.
Yeah.
But it says viewers can use tips to pin messages in your channel chat window,
yeah.
making them more
yeah.
noticeable. YouTube also let users
yep.
buy chat animation called super stickers, and you get a cut out of each purchase. Twitch allows viewers to cheer using bits. The platform virtually, oh, my God. Facebook has one called Stars. Is a type
yeah.
of virtual good viewers can buy and send to you, giving you zero or a penny per star. You need to be part of a Facebook Level Up program to enable stars. Facebook's also supporting fundraising, charitable donations, blah, blah, blah. And I see that a lot. Oh, please don't give me a birthday gift, but send the money to my favorite charity. Shut up, you. Shut up.
See, he hates charities. He lied. He donated to charity. No,
charity. Yeah, well, charities are scams. I mean, if you really look at it,
yeah.
I mean, how long have we been collecting money for cancer? And I mean, ever since Elizabeth Taylor, how much billions did she collect? And we haven't even made it. I don't know.
I think that was AIDS.
Oh, it was AIDS. You're right. I'm sorry. $1 billion
yeah.
dollars for AIDS. And what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know one charity yeah. that did something that actually succeeded. I mean, look at Jerry Kids. They're just as now they're 80 years old.
Oh,
walking
I don't
on
agree
crust-
with you. I think that what's the Children's Hospital? The Shriners does
Saint,
great
no,
stuff.
St. Jude is sacred.
St.
Jude,
and
St. Jude is sacred.
And the Shriners.
Oh my
yeah.
God! Yes, they're
yeah.
wonderful. They are sacred, and
so,
you're right. You just canceled my argument. You're right. They,
yeah.
There's another one. St. Jude's and the Shriner is a Shriner's thing, I think.
Shriner's
they have,
is for burns. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, St. Jude is very sacred. Thank God for St. Jude.
Well, and what was the one that did away pretty much with polio? What was that one?
Oh, God.
I don't
know. There was another
know.
One, too.
Yeah,
it was
I don't know.
Successful. I mean, polio is almost non-existent now, isn't it?
Well, I read, guess what I read just recently?
It's coming back.
That they've got Legionnaires, and I read about polio the other day.
Legionnaires disease is coming
Legionnaires
back? Legionnaires,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just thought.
Wow.
Sure. Pretty crazy, huh? Pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
But all the kids have their polio drinks, and from what I was told, and mothers and fathers who change diapers, that we come into contact with that vaccine again when we change them.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Because they pee? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're touching it. Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully polio has been absolutely eradicated, but God knows. God knows.
Well, I don't know if I have my chicken pox. I don't know if I had chicken pox as a kid. I don't. I know I had the mumps.
I did.
I don't remember the chicken pox at all.
I didn't have mumps. I had a vaccine. No.
Yeah. And by the way, when are they going to start calling the German measles racist?
Yeah, remember that?
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is...
They didn't call it measles racist. We can't talk about the Wuhan flu like it didn't come from there.
Hey, you really want to know something racist? How about the black lung? Oh, how racist is the black lung?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Capitalized black, too, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but you got to get your shingles shot. If you had it, now you got to get your shingles shot. There are people coming down with shingles. Right.
Shingles is part of chicken pox.
Yes.
It's a variation. And my oldest daughter got it when she was 16.
Yeah, but she
and
needed
I
a shingle
had
shot.
No idea.
Oh, my
they
God.
They weren't doing it then, Brian.
Yeah,
I
no,
had no idea that's what she had.
I believe it's so painful and the rashes there and everything. It's
yeah,
coming back with
very
tension.
Painful. Yeah.
You need to get, if you're a baby boomer.
It's more common amongst the elderly, but not, or people that have autoimmune problems. But usually Amanda had it when she was 16.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, but you need to get
the shot. And they couldn't
shot.
Treat it because she'd gone past a certain point. But she had a mild case of chicken pox when she was, I don't know, about 17 months old. Very mild. And it's part of that sort of family, right? Jill had the vaccine.
I'm wondering if maybe I caught COVID and I had like a mild case because it was about a year and a half ago, I really was kind of weak and tired and really bad for like three days straight. And I had pretty much lay in bed for 3 days. I might have had COVID. I better go get tested and see if I actually
had. You could have.
Sarge,
buy one of those at-home tests.
Yeah.
Do it, which I believe is shit. But anyway, sorry for swearing because I know we don't swear here.
Are the symptoms.
Come on.
But these are the symptoms I had. Sorry, see if you had it. These are the symptoms I had. I couldn't eat. I didn't want to eat. Eating was not even in the plan. No, nothing sounded good. No food. I had to force myself to eat, but I did not eat when I had COVID. Fatigue was the number one thing. I mean, you could do something for 10 minutes. You just had to sit down or you had to lay down. It was and you had to. That was the number one thing. Sometimes when you talk, you had to catch your breath. Even talking was kind of a hardship, and you're kind of out of breath. Dizziness, sometimes if you get up too soon or whatever, you're getting dizzy. Vertigo is part of it. I had vertigo, a little bit of it. Those are some of the symptoms I had.
I might have had it because I had all those symptoms about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Hmm. What it was.
I might have got it.
It was
I just thought it was like
horrible.
A bad case of flu. Something.
Oh, this,
well, can't we get colds anymore or get the flu? Can't we just,
oh, kiddo,
like,
it was, this was not even, people are getting colds.
I remember we talked about this privately, but I was telling him that I had the kids and Oliver was so sick and he couldn't drink and he was like, get me a doctor. He's only three. And I said, honey, what's the matter? You know, and it was just weird. But he got better.
Wow.
Get me a doctor.
Well, I have home energies, but I'm going to have to go get checked. I'm going to see if I got the antibodies for it.
You need to get checked.
I don't think they can check for that.
What's that, baby? They can check for what?
I don't think they can check for antibodies.
No, you can't check for antibodies. But if you can.
They can check to see if you had the infection, right?
Yeah, but sorry,
so.
Did you take your – see, I had a fever, too. Did you take your temperature?
I felt a little bit warm. It wasn't super elevated. It seemed like it was higher than normal.
Yeah, well, take your temperature. See, I run cold. My temperature is usually 97.
I'm 97-something,
97.5, 97.3.
Yeah.
I am too, Melissa. I run cold.
Yeah.
I know that I started getting a problem when I started going 98.6, and when Cindy, my girlfriend, would say, well, that's normal. And I go, well, I run cold, so you know what I mean? I'm getting a little temperature.
I go by this. Now, listen, when I have told Brian, Laverne, everybody's heard this story. I went into work in healthcare, right? And you have to have a man two test, which is they put a bubble in you're the crook of your arm, right? And it got really infected. And they were really nervous and blah, blah, blah. I had to go have a chest x-ray. My mother had a friend who had tuberculosis when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And so my body fought it off. And they didn't pick it up back then when, you know, they were testing everybody. But my body fought it off, so I still had the antibodies. And they had told me, don't ever have another MAN2 test because it had the live disease in it, live thing. Then I could get TB. But my body fought it off. So I guess that I don't think they've come that far with COVID.
Well, I
remember when I went in the Army, they told me I thought I was going to get discharged. They told me I tested positive for TB. But apparently I'd been exposed to it and had the antibody, and then they said, nope, you're okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they do, a chest x-ray, and they can tell.
Right. Because I thought they were going to discharge me for having TB, but no, nope, you just had been exposed to it.
Scared the crap out of me. Yeah.
Right.
So your body builds it up. So is it the same with COVID or?
I don't know, kiddo. Melissa, all I know, Sarge, Melissa, that shit, I don't wish that on my worst enemy, man. It put me down. It put me down to where I didn't want to eat. I lost 35 pounds. I didn't want to, I couldn't stand up straight because I had vertigo. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I've heard people say that,
And I'm worried about the long-term effect because I'm still feeling a little bit of it, and I'm testing not negative. So, Starch, yes, go get a home test or go get tested.
I think I'll do that. I think I'll pick up one when I go to the store today. But
I don't think
COVID is as bad as malaria, man. I had malaria, and malaria was a killer.
Ooh. And what do they use for malaria? What do they use for the cure?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
And quinine. They used to use quinine, but they used chloroquine, I believe, in when they were giving it to us when we had it.
Chloroquine, yeah. And, you know, quinine is awesome for leg cramps. And I used to drink it when I was pregnant with one of my kids because you could buy the water and a quinine.
Wow.
It's terrible. Wow. It's terrible.
I want to thank the beautiful Melissa for coming in the studio today. And I want to thank the incredible Sarge for coming in today on a Friday, making my weekend a happy weekend. You guys, both of you guys are terrific. I look at my podcast things, and people are listening to us. I want to thank the audience who are listening at night. Thank you so much for supporting me. That's it. You keep supporting me, I'll come back. That's what I'll do. Again,
really?
Sarge.
Okay, when are you going to be broadcasting again, Brian? So I have to be looking all over the place.
I gotta check my schedule. Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're erratic.
He's too busy.
He's erratic. That's the word.
I got some appointments.
He's like that drunk.
I'm trying.
There you go.
Hey,
I can tell you, man. You're a fuck hype. You don't want to admit it.
This was a good one, though. We haven't really bantered off of each other like this for a long time.
You guys are mean.
Yeah.
No. Monday would be the 8th. Okay, I'll be on Monday.
Is it really going
to
be that?
Well, I'll hold you
already.
To it. What time Monday on your
preferred same time, 7:30. 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That's 10:30 East Coast time.
Okay. Got it.
I will
call
be
me
here.
After, Brian.
I sure
you,
will.
Have you
Hello,
eaten?
After.
And get Laverne on the call.
You got it. Sarge, please be safe and get checked, Sarge. No, seriously, I'm not playing around. Get safe. Be safe.
Now,
that
I'm
is nothing
to
worry
I'm
about.
I'm going to pick up a home test kit today when I go out to the store. I'm going to find out. And remember now, Melissa, now you're my bottom woman, so I expect you to behave.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, as long as you do.
I'll be your subby.
You guys are bringing sexy back. You sexy people. Hi, everybody.
Bye.
Sally's going to kill you, be so upset that you divorced and got a new radio husband. She's going to be so upset. All right, Sarge, please be careful. Thank you for coming on. I'll see you Monday, my friend.
Till then, ta-ta.
Ta-ta.